1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Will back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, as we get set for the men's game here tonight between Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan. It's a matchup of a couple of teams that have struggled out of the gates so far for this 2014-2015 season. Hastings, they have lost 7 games in a row. The Broncos now sitting at 6-12 on the season. They are 3-5 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. In fact, Hastings has not won a game since November the 29th. We've lost 7 games in a row. The last win we had was in the Thanksgiving Holiday Classic the second day when we beat Tabor by a score of 84-76. In fact, Hastings won both games during the Thanksgiving holiday break, winning over McPherson of Kansas 70-58 and winning over Tabor 84-76. And we went 0-4 in the month of December. Hastings losing games to Briarcliff at the buzzer. Also lost to Dort by 7 points. We lost to Nebraska Kearney over at the Helton Sports Center by 8 points. Then we dropped a 14-point decision to Friends University down in Kansas. And we went to the Hampton Inn Classic in Bellevue in between Christmas and New Year's and dropped one to Bellevue by 11 points and losing to Oklahoma Wesleyan 86-83. Broncos were blown out on Saturday when they lost to Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 94-67. So it's been a while since Hastings has tasted victory here for this 2014-2015 season. They're hoping to turn things around here tonight in this ball game against Nebraska Wesleyan. The Prairie Wolves come in. They have a mark of 4 wins and 8 losses on the season. Nebraska Wesleyan has won their last 2 games, though. A non-conference game against Austin, winning by the score of 102-79. And they beat Mount Marty on Saturday, 78-74, up in Yankton. So only 1 win for Nebraska Wesleyan in the conference, and that was last Saturday against the Lancers. They had a 5-game losing streak in December, dropping games to Midland, also Northwestern, Concordia, Morningside, and Briarcliff before they picked up that win over Austin. This is a team that's really good offensively. They got a brand-new head coach. He's got to have a change in philosophy here. And Nebraska Wesleyan is putting some points on the scoreboard. They averaged 90.8 points per ball game on offense. Their big problem has been on the defensive end. They're allowing 95.8 points per ball game. So they're scoring 95, but they're giving up. Actually, they scored 90, but they're giving up 95 on the defensive end. And the Prairie Wolves off to a 4-8 record so far, 1-6 in the conference. Hastings averaging 75 points per ball game on offense and 78 on the defensive end. We're still a couple of minutes away from the tip-off and the introductions of the starting lineups here at the Osborne Sports Complex tonight. We'll go to the scoreboard in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Women's college basketball tonight. Hastings has beaten Nebraska Wesleyan in the ball game we just had here as the Broncos knocked off the Prairie Wolves by the score of 78-61. The other scores, Briarcliff held on to beat Mount Marty tonight in Sioux City by the score of 77-75. Concordia wins, the nation's third-ranked team. Winners over Midland by the score of 79-59. And the nation's number one-ranked team, Morningside, has run their record to 19-0. The Mustangs knocked off Dort tonight by a score of 64-37 over in Sioux Center. And the other game is in overtime right now. That is pitting Northwestern up against Dakota Wesleyan up at the Corn Palace in Mitchell. They are tied up at 79 points apiece going into the overtime session. So Hastings College winning in the opener tonight over Nebraska Wesleyan. The next game for the Hastings College women will be next Wednesday night. They will play in Fremont against Midland University, 6 and 8 o'clock with the game times next week. On the air with the Pepsi pregame show at 5:45 here on 1230 KHAS. Don't go away. We've got men's college basketball coming up here shortly on 1230 KHAS. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue. Quality Printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lynn Farrell Arena tonight. Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan getting set to go at it here tonight. As far as the conference standings are concerned, as of now, we've got Dakota Wesleyan, the nation's third-ranked team. They are on top of the conference at 16-1. They are 7-1 in the conference. That's the team we saw on Saturday, and Hastings was blown out by the Tigers on their home floor here. Midland, the team we'll see next, is sitting second place in the conference. They're sitting at 6-1. They're 13-3 overall. They've got 12th-ranked Morningside and 18th-ranked Briarcliff. They are tied for the third spot right now, both at 6-2 in the conference. Morningside is 13-2 overall. They're 14-4 as far as their Briarcliff is concerned, but they're tied for third place in the conference. And you've got Concordia in there at 5-5, holding down the number five spot right now. Hastings will start the night in eighth place, tied with Doan at 3-5. And then you got Nebraska Wesleyan down there in 10th place. They are sitting at 1-6. Conference games tonight, as far as the men are concerned, Morningside is playing at Dort, Midland at Concordia, Northwestern at Dakota Wesleyan, Nebraska Wesleyan against Hastings, and Mount Barney is playing at Briarcliff. Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan getting ready to go at it for the 200th time here tonight. This is kind of a historic ball game, the 200th meeting between Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan tonight. This is a series that started way back in the 1910-1911 season. Hastings holding the all-time advantage here, 106-93 over Nebraska Wesleyan. Last year, these two teams played three times. Hastings won two out of the three. In fact, the Broncos eliminated Nebraska Wesleyan from the GPAC postseason tournament with a win in their third meeting last year. These games have been close over the last nine meetings. Nebraska Wesleyan holds a slight 5-4 advantage over Hastings, but all nine games have been decided by 9 points or less. So a good historic series there, the meeting for the 200th time here tonight, Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan. We got a homecoming story, so to speak, on this team. Senior forward Nick Stein from Nebraska Wesleyan. He grew up in Hastings. He attended Adams Central High School, but he also began his college career at Hastings College. Stein was a member of the Bronco track and field program in his freshman season before transferring to Nebraska Wesleyan, and now he's decided to play basketball for the Prairie Wolves. And Stein, he'll be in the ball game here tonight. He's been averaging 7 points and 3 points per ball game for the Prairie Wolves of Nebraska Wesleyan. So the Broncos are on a seven-game losing streak. We have not won since November the 29th. It's been a long, long time, but Hastings still figures that they can make a run here in the Great Plains Athletic Conference for the season before this thing is all said and done with. But it has to really start tonight with this ball game against the Prairie Wolves of Nebraska Wesleyan. Sneaking up on game time, we'll take another one-minute timeout. You're listening to Bronco Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Get more than you expect. Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is about what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect, like coil spring seating in our catnapper recliners and motion furniture so they keep sitting great for years to come. Plus express delivery so you can enjoy your furniture right away. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings, FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
Goodyear. Driven by those who use the world as their proving ground. And everything we've learned making these tires inspires what we roll into yours. Goodyear, more driven.
And now through December 31st, get up to $80 by mail-in rebate when you purchase a set of four select Goodyear tires. Double your rebate up to $160 when you make the purchase on your Goodyear credit card.
Come see us at Graham Tire for a better tire and service experience. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
1230 KHAS.
All right, an update on a women's ball game. It's Northwestern and Dakota Wesleyan. They're now tied at 81 points apiece. There's 5 seconds to play in the first overtime up in Mitchell. Northwestern 81 and Dakota Wesleyan 81. We'll get you the starting lineups tonight, brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. So Nebraska Wesleyan and Hastings College getting set to go at it here tonight. Your starting lineups for their Prairie Wolves. You've got Blake Reese, a 6'5" and sophomore out of Beatrice, getting the start. Reese is averaging 5.3 points per ball game. Trey Barnsley is a 5'9" junior out of Beatrice. He's the leading scorer in the conference. He's averaging 21.5 points per ball game. Byron Thompson is a 5'10" senior out of Centennial, Colorado. Thompson is averaging 10 points per ball game. Travis Gieselman is a 6'4" junior out of Elkhorn, averaging 14.6 points per ball game. And Nick Stein, a 6'3" senior out of Adams Central, he's averaging 7 points and 3 rebounds per ball game. For Hastings College, Damian Austin, a 5'9" freshman out of Kearney. Austin is averaging 1.5 points per game. Tobin Reinwald, 6'5", a senior out of Lincoln. Reinwald, the fifth leading scorer in the conference, averaging 17.3 points per ball game. Brandon Krause is a 6'2" senior out of Lincoln. Krause is now averaging 12.9 per game. Drew Callahan, 6'7", a freshman out of North Platte. Callahan is averaging 5.9. And Zach Lena, a 6'5" senior out of Omaha. Lena is averaging 12.4 points per ball game. Your starting lineups tonight brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Now with three locations at 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. So Hastings College is going to be dressed in their homestanding whites here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the crimson. Nebraska Wesleyan dressed in their black uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the gold here tonight. Hastings will shoot to our basket to our left, and it's Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan meeting for the 200th time in men's college basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Ball is in the air. Hastings controls the opening tip. So the Broncos come back in their offensive end for the first time here tonight. They pounded down low to Lena. His shot is up there and in. You heard head coach Billy Gavers talking to pregame show. That's going to be the game plan tonight. The Broncos want to get the ball inside. They think they have the advantage over Nebraska Wesleyan in the inside game and immediately go to work here with Zach Lena getting the field goal. There's Nebraska Wesleyan. A shot by Nick Stein is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Offensive rebound by Thompson. Thompson goes to Stein. Short jumper right side. Good. So the former Adams Central Patriot gets the field goal to go down here. And we're tied up at 2 points apiece. Wesley knocks the ball away. Barnsley picks it up. A shot from three. Good. Trey Barnsley gets a shot there from the top of the key as the Broncos turn it away. It's now a 5-2 ball game. Nebraska Wesleyan has got the lead. This is what Wesleyan does. They attack in backcourt. They force some turnovers. And they like to get on a run against opposing teams. They average 90.8 points per ball game so far this season through their first 12. There's a Brandon Krause with the ball. Krause moves it up high on the block, dumps it down low. Zach Lehner's got the ball. Back door, cut together the ball to Reinwald, and he lays it in. Nice pass by Zach Lehner. Gets the ball to Tobin Reinwald, and he lays it in. Back on the other end, a shot driving layup. Blake Reese is going to be good. Going to waste any time getting back up the floor. 7-4. We've had 11 points scored already in the first 90 seconds of this ball game. Nebraska Wesleyan has got a 3-point lead over Hastings. Reinwald with the ball. Free throw line extended right side. They're working inside to Krause. Head fake. Shot is up there. No good. And a rebound comes down here to Nebraska Wesleyan. Gieselman throws it up the floor. It's going to be lost off of the fingertips of Stein out of bounds. So a turnover in Nebraska Wesleyan. That's their first of the ball game. Hastings will come back the other way. 18 minutes and 18 seconds to play here in the first half. 7-4 is the score. Nebraska Wesleyan out on top. Hastings with the ball. Here's Damian Austin. Comes over here to Brandon Krause, down low. Tobin Reinwald, he loses control of the ball. Turnover on Hastings. Here come the Prairie Wolves back the other way. Gieselman drives it in the lane. Back outside, down to Thompson. Thompson down low. His shot is up and in by Reese. The shot is good. And we've got a whistle now. In fact, we've got a player down for Nebraska Wesleyan. The basket is going to be good by Blake Reese. That makes it a 9-4 ball game. But we've got a player down for Nebraska Wesleyan in the lane in some pain here. 17 minutes and 58 seconds to play in the first half. We've got an injury timeout for Nebraska Wesleyan. We'll take a break with the score. Wesleyan 9, Hastings College 4.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors in 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
1230 KHAS.
All right, the injured player for Nebraska Wesleyan was Travis Gieselman. He's a big 6'4" junior out of Elkhorn, as he is going to be helped to the sidelines in some pain here. So Gieselman goes out in the first 2 minutes of this ball game. Hastings is trailing, and now they throw the ball away again. Coming into the forecourt, they're trying to get it to Brandon Krause, and they throw the ball into the Nebraska Wesleyan bench. That's the third turnover on Hastings already in the ballgame. Into the contest, Carson Bloom. Brandon Krause will go to the bench. 17:54 to play in the first half. It's Nebraska Wesleyan 9, Hastings College 4. Here's a Byron Thompson with the ball. Thompson hands it away out here to a Barsley. Drives the ball down the lane. Throws it out to Stein on the far side. Here's Reese at the top of the key. Down to Karn. His shot is up there and in. Keithan Karn, he scores a three-pointer. He's a transfer from Morningside. Now playing for Nebraska Kearney. Rather, now playing for Nebraska Wesleyan. 12-4 is the score. Wesleyan has got the lead over Hastings. Here's Lena driving the ball to the basket. It's going to be blocked down, but a foul is going to be called. So the Broncos are trailing early in this basketball game. And now a personal foul is called on Wesleyan. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Nick Stein. That's going to be his first, the first team foul on Wesleyan here in this first half of play. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Zach Lena. He's got 2 points so far and a field goal. Lena is 73% foul shooter in the season for Hastings College. His shot is up there, hits the back iron, and falls off. No good. Hastings is currently sixth in the conference in free throw percentage at 70%. They are eighth in both field goal percentage and three-point shooting, 44% from the field, 33% from three-point territory. They knocked down his free throw, and the Broncos are now trailing by a score of 12-5. Thompson with the ball now for Nebraska Wesleyan to the near sideline. That's going to be Beardsley with the ball. Back out on top of the key to Reese. Now Noto Thompson, and his shot is up and in. Byron Thompson scores on the assist from Blake Reese. And now Billy wants to call a timeout as Hastings has fallen behind here early in this basketball game. 17 minutes and 7 seconds to play in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Nebraska Wesleyan 14, Hastings College 5.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Northwestern and Dakota Wesleyan in women's college basketball. They're in their second overtime. Northwestern has got a three-point lead with about a minute left in that one, so we'll keep our eyes on that at the Corden Palace in Mitchell. Hastings trailing here 14-5. Drawn for the hole is going to be Bloom, and his shot is up and in. Carson Bloom drives into the rack and scores 14-7. Hastings trailing. Here's a Beardsley with the ball. He drives it back the other way. His shot in the lane is going to be good. Trey Beardsley now with a 3-2 here early in the ballgame. 16-7 is the score. Broncos again down by 9 points. Hastings with the ball right at the 10-second line. Look out as Bloom finally gets it away. Reinwald has got it down in the corner to Davian Austin. Cross-court pass. Clemens from the short left baseline. His shot good. Zach came into the ball game the other day against Dakota Wesleyan and performed well, getting some early playing time here. Here's Thompson driving the ball to the rack. His shot is up there. No good, but he's fouled into play as Thompson goes tumbling out of bounds. And a foul is going to be called here on Bloom of Hastings. That's going to be his first. The first foul on Carson Bloom, first team foul on the Broncos, but this will be a shooting foul as Byron Thompson will go to the free throw line for Nebraska Wesleyan. He's a 72% foul shooter on the season. Nebraska Wesleyan 69% from the free throw line as a team. The shot by Thompson is going to be up there and in. So Nebraska Wesleyan has jumped on the Broncos early in this one. 17-9 is the score with 16:25 to play. Next shot is up there and is good. By Thompson, he's now got 4 points in the ball game, and Wesleyan now has a 9-point lead at 18-9. Wesleyan attacking here in backcourt. Hastings brings it into the offensive zone. Down in the corner, Callahan for three, shot no good. A quick shot taken out of the possession that time Nick Stein gets the rebound back the other way. Here's a three-pointer put up there and in. A three-pointer by Keithan Karn. He knocks down his second trade of the ball game. He's got six. Hastings College is falling behind here, 21-9 in the first half of play. Hastings gets it back into the offensive zone. Damian Austin has got the ball. It's a man-to-man defense here for Nebraska Wesleyan. Austin moves it to the right side and throws the basketball away down in the corner. Nobody home, and the Broncos really having a tough time attacking the Wesleyan defense here tonight. That is the fifth turnover on Hastings already in the ballgame. We have not yet played 5 minutes in the first half. 21-9 is the score. Hastings College is trailing. Nebraska Wesleyan so far have hit 8 out of their first 9 shots here in the ballgame. They've got a 21-9 lead. There's a Stein with the ball. Stein gets it out here to a Keithan Karn. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Bloom. Carson Bloom has got the ball for Hastings here in backcourt. Comes to the near sideline to Alex Thayer, who's into the ball game now. Thayer brings it into the offensive zone with a pass over to Ryan Wald. Down to Thayer. Near sideline, Carson Bloom has got a free throw line extended left side. Clemens top of the key, drives it to the elbow, gives it away to DeWard. His shot is up there and in. John DeWard, who just checked in there, scores a little 15-footer off the left side. That's his first field goal, 21-11. Hastings College down by 10 points. Here's a Barnsley with the ball, top of the key. Nice pass underneath. All alone is Thompson, and he lays it in. Byron Thompson scores. Barnsley is averaging 3.6 assists per ball game. He gets one right there. And Wesleyan goes out on top again by 11. A 23-11. In fact, a 12-point lead now for Wesleyan. Here's a Clemens from the top of the key. His three-pointer is up there. It's no good. The shot selection for Hastings, I don't think, is very good here in the first half. Here comes Thompson back the other way. Nice pass inside, and the shot is up and in. Blake Reese scoring there. He's got 3 field goals and 6 points, and Billy wants to call another timeout. Nebraska Wesleyan has jumped on the Broncos early in this basketball game. Wesleyan has got a 14-point lead. 14 minutes and 34 seconds to play. In the first half, we'll take a break with a score. Nebraska Wesleyan 25, Hastings 11.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena tonight. 25-11, Nebraska Wesleyan out on top. Bronco basketball brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington. Head coach Bill Gavers for Hastings College really upset with his basketball team, and he let him know it during that last timeout for the Broncos. Billy's been kind of under the weather for the past couple of days. He's had a strep throat is what we've been told. Tell you what, he was testing out his vocal cords there during the timeout. Really unhappy with the way his team has played defense here in the first 5.5 minutes of this ballgame. 14 minutes and 34 seconds to play. Hastings is trailing Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 25-11. Hastings looking to break a 7-game losing streak here tonight. We have not won since November the 29th. It's been a long dry spell. Hastings has lost a lot of close games in there, but boy, the losing starts to take a toll here. 25-11 is the score. The Broncos are down by 14 points. Here comes Hastings up the near sideline. Clemens gets it back to Alex Thayer. Now to Clemens. Clemens gets loose, goes for the hole. His shot is up there and in. Zach Clemens takes the ball to the hole and scores. He's got 4 points in the ballgame, 25-13. Hastings is down by 12 points. Here's a pass that's going to be deflected. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Musial as he drives it back the other way. His shot is up there, no good. Tip try by Clemens, good. The Nebraska Wesleyan, they turn the ball over. Zach Clemens gets the tip, 25-15. Here's Thompson driving down the lane. Beautiful pass down there to Jake Miller. He lays it in, and he's fouling the play. That is twice now in the last minute or so. Byron Thompson has had a beautiful pass on an assist. That time, Jake Miller gets the field goal. He is fouling the play here by Clemens of Hastings, and Miller goes to the free throw line to try to make this a 3-point play. So just as Hastings got the momentum a little bit on their side with a couple of nice plays, Miller comes back and gets the field goal, but he misses the free throw. 27-15, Hastings is down by 12 points. Here's Carson Bloom back with the ball for the Broncos. Out to Alex Thayer. Man-to-man defense, and Thayer throws the ball away. Bloom was cutting for the hole there, and Alex Thayer threw it behind him. It goes out of bounds. That's turnover number 5 on Hastings. Broncos average 15 turnovers per ball game. Here comes Byron Thompson back with the ball. Thompson gives it to Barsley. He's the leading scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. High post now to Miller. Picked up by John DeWard. Miller dribbles once. On the wing is going to be Barnsley. Drives the ball in the hole. His shot is up there. Good. Nice move by Trey Barnsley to the rack there. He's got 7 points in the ball game. 29-15. Hastings College down by 14 points here in this one. Biggest lead of the ball game now for Nebraska Westland. Here's Thayer. A little short jumper. That one won't go. Rebound comes down to Max Ritchie, who's into the ball game. Ritchie gets the ball away to Thompson. Now to Ritchie for three. Shot is up there. That one is short. Rebound is loose. Clemens goes after it. He tries to save it. He does. Musil picks it up, loses control of the ball, goes out of bounds. It was knocked out of his hands there by Keith and Karn. So Hastings will play things in right at the 10-second line. Here comes Ryan Wald back into the ball game. Thayer will come to the bench. 13 minutes and 8 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings is trailing Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 29-15. The 200th meeting between these two teams here tonight. Kind of a historic meeting between these two longtime rivals. There's Connor Musil with the ball. Connor comes out here to Clemens. He loses control of it, but he picks it up near the 10-second line. Now drives it to the free throw line. Clemens outside to Musil. Moves to his right. Throws up a long three-pointer. It's going to be no good. Down for the rebound. It goes out of bounds. The officials look, and they give the ball to Hastings College. The Broncos will play things in. Underneath their own hole, 12 minutes and 46 seconds to play. 29-15. Prairie Wolves have got the lead. Here's Ryan Wald. He's got the ball. We got a foul called as he was taking the ball to the basket there. Personal is going to be whistled on Jake Miller of Nebraska Wesleyan. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number two on the Prairie Wolves. A non-shooting situation. Bloom will play things in for the Broncos. Comes out on top to John DeWard. Now to Ryan Wald. Takes the three-pointer. His shot is up there. Rattles out. No good. And the rebound comes down to Trey Kloster, who's into the ball game now. Foster gets the ball away to a Byron Thompson. Down to Beardsley for three. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Musil. Connor Musil with the ball for Hastings. Left-handed dribble down the near sideline. He drives it to the rack. Contact made. Offensive foul called. Connor Musil. Musil knocks over Miller, going for the hole there. Picks up the offensive charging foul. That's going to be the first foul on Connor Musil. It's going to go down as the sixth turnover on Hastings here in the ball game. Down to the scorer's table. Checking out the next opportunity will be Brandon Krause. Broncos are still down by 14 points, 29-15. Wesleyan with the basketball. Jake Miller with the ball on the dribble to the near side. DeWard knocks the ball loose. It goes out of bounds. As last touch by John. So Nebraska Wesleyan will play things in right in front of Hastings head coach Bill Gavers. Browns comes in. Here comes Musil back out of the ball game for the Broncos. 12 minutes and 12 seconds to play in the first half. Hastings is down 29-15 here in the ball game. Here comes Thompson. He chased the ball down in the backcourt, and he'll bring it back into the offensive zone here. Ritchie has got the ball. Now to Miller. Miller brings it back to Ritchie. He throws up a three. Good. Max Ritchie hits a three-pointer. Nebraska Wesleyan is dead last in the conference in the three-point shooting coming in here, but they've knocked down several here in the first 8 minutes of the ballgame. They've been hitting only 31% of their three-pointers coming in here. Hastings back to the ball, trailing by 17. There's John DeWard from the right baseline. His shot good. DeWard cans one. He's now got 4 points in the ball game, 32-17. Hastings trailing by 15, and now we got a foul called here on Krause. Brandon Krause picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number four on the Broncos. And the ball game now for Nebraska Wesleyan. Keith and Karn again, the transfer from Morningside. Also coming in is going to be Damian Austin. Clemens is going to check out. Inbounds pass comes in here. Grabbing the ball is going to be Miller. Miller is going to hand it away to Thompson out here in the three-point territory. Byron Thompson picked up there by Brandon Krause. Thompson directing some traffic. Now puts it on the floor and dribbles to the wing. Reverses the ball. Gets it in the hands of Max Ritchie. Max Ritchie flips it away here to Keithan Karn. Bounce pass in the high post. That's Jake Miller with the ball. Back out to Ritchie for three. That shot's going to be short. Rebound comes down to John DeWard. Now they get it to Carson Bloom. Dribbles behind his back. Spins at the top of the key. Down the lane he goes to John DeWard. His shot up in the end. Nice play there by Carson Bloom, the former Minden Whippet. John DeWard gets the field goal. That's his third of the first half. He's got 6 points. Hastings now trailing 32-19. We're in the first half. Not yet halfway through. There's a Keith and Karn from a different area code. His shot is up in the end. A different area code is that three-pointer is shot by Keithan Karn. He's got three of them now. He's got 9 points in the ball game. It's 35-19. Here's Tobin Back into the fourth court for Hastings. Cross-court pass goes to Krause. Drives the ball to the basket. Contact made. Shot good, and he's fouling the play as Krause goes down for Hastings right underneath the basket. Foul is going to be called on Jake Miller, and Krause will go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Nebraska Wesleyan has hit 13 out of their first 18 shots tonight, 72%, including 4 3-pointers. Hastings College is 0 for 4 on threes, but they have hit 9 out of 16 from the field for 56%. So Hastings shooting the ball well. It's just the Nebraska Wesleyan on fire here to begin the ball game. 73.6% for Wesleyan in the first 9.5 minutes of this contest. Brandon Krause to the free throw line for Hastings. 35-21 is the score. Wesleyan has got the lead. Shot from the stripe is up there. Rattles out. No good. And the rebound comes down here to Wesleyan. Blake Reese gets the rebound. Hustling into the forecourt now. Here's Keithan Karn with the ball. High post to get it to Reese just inside the free throw circle. Now to Karn again. Picked up there by Carson Bloom. Karn dribbles. Comes out here. Gieselman. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the ball is going to be lost out of bounds. And a foul is going to be called. A personal foul going to be called here on Hastings. It's going to go on Bloom. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 5 of the Broncos. So Travis Gieselman is back into the ballgame after he went down a couple of minutes ago. Looked like he turned his ankle, but he's back in there now for Nebraska Wesleyan. Prairie Wolves on him top by 14, 35-21. There's a Paul Newby into the ballgame now for Wesleyan. Newby goes to Keithan Karn, not in Newby, takes it into the lane. Kicks it out here to Reese at the top of the key. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Down on the baseline now to Keithan Karn. Takes it up to the elbow. Right side of shot good. Karn scores again. He's got 11 points in the basketball game here for Nebraska Wesleyan. The Broncos turning the ball over again. The scramble is on. Jump ball is going to be called. Arrow pointing in favor of Wesleyan. A turnover on Hastings. 7 turnovers now on Hastings against this Nebraska Wesleyan backcourt pressure. Alex Thayer comes back into the ball game. Carson Bloom is going to check out. Here comes Musel. Checking out of the ball game. Brother Damian Austin checking out. Connor Musel's into the contest now. 37-21. Hastings is down by 16 points here in the first half of play, and Wesleyan has got the basketball. Gieselman goes for the hole, and it's going to be blocked out of his hands. Out of bounds. Tobin got his hands in there. Knocked the ball loose, jarred it loose as it goes out of bounds. And Nebraska Wesleyan will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 37-21, Nebraska Wesleyan with the lead. Prairie Wolves will play things in. Wide open underneath the basket. Blake Reese, how did he get it loose? Reese got to the hole easily that time. He's got 8 points in the ballgame, and it's 39-21. Nebraska Wesleyan with the lead. Here's a pass in the lane. Brandon Krause grabs it, but he can't go up for the shot. They reset the offense out here with a pass out to Alex Thayer. Down in the corner, Ryan Wald for three. Shots way off the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Nebraska Wesleyan, running back the other way. That's his Stein with the ball. Stein down to Gieselman. Entry pass down low. The shot's going to be blocked. Keithan Karn goes up for the shot. The shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. And now a nice save over there. And Hastings will play the ball in. Karn goes up for the shot. It was blocked there. I think Clemens is the guy who got a hand on it. Hastings then saves it off the leg of a defender on the far sideline. And the Broncos will play things in. But we've got a timeout now. Hastings. The Broncos call a timeout with 8 minutes and 59 seconds to play. Here in the first half, we'll take a break with a score. Nebraska Wesleyan 39, Hastings 21.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
1230 KHAS.
High Northwestern has beaten Dakota Wesleyan in women's college basketball tonight, 93-88 in 2 overtimes. So Northwestern picks up a win, a big one here tonight, 93-88. In 2 overtimes over Dakota Wesleyan in women's college play. That game up at the Corn Palace in Mitchell. The other games, as far as the women are concerned tonight, Morningside ranked number 1. Ran their beginning of the year winning streak in 19 games. The Mustangs over Dort, 64-37. Concordia beat Midland, 79-59. Northwestern with a win over Dakota Wesleyan tonight, 93-88 in double overtime. Hastings, winners by 17 over Nebraska Wesleyan, 78-61. And Briar Cliff picked up a two-point win over Mount Marty, 77-75. All those games are men's and women's doubleheaders, so same two teams squaring off in men's play. And action is underway across the Great Plains Athletic Conference in men's college basketball. Nebraska Wesleyan jumped on the Broncos early in this one. They've still got an 18-point lead at 39-21 with 8 minutes and 50 seconds to play. Hastings with the ball. Here's Callahan back into the ball game. Playing beyond the three-point circle. Goes on the far sideline to Alex Thayer. Now to Musial for three. His shot is up there. Is no good. We've got a whistle. We've got a foul call, an offensive foul called on Drew Callahan of Hastings. That's the first personal foul on Callahan. That's going to be team foul number 6 in the Broncos. So it's going to be Nebraska Wesleyan playing the ball in here in backcourt with an 18-point lead. It is 39-21. Wesleyan got out to a 21-9 lead here in this ball game tonight. Here's Reese driving the ball down the lane. A nice dish there to Stein. His little short jumper is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Reinwald. Now to Musial. He drives into the hole and scores. Down to Musial scores on an assist from Tobin Reinwald. 39-23. Back the other way. Wesleyan puts it off of the glass and scores. Trey Beardsley scoring there for Nebraska Wesleyan. He's now got 9 points in the basketball game. It's now a 41-23 ball game. Here's another turnover for Hastings in backcourt. Wesleyan again drives the ball to the hole, and Asana's up and in. Keithan Karn gets the field goal. The Broncos turn it over for the 8th time. It's now 43-23. A 20-point lead for Nebraska Wesleyan here in this ball game against Hastings. Callahan goes down in the corner. That's Reinwald. He gets away, goes for the basket. His shot good. That's the second field goal of the ball game for Tobin Reinwald. He's got 4 points. 7 minutes and 39 seconds to play. Long range three from Gieselman. That's going to be an air ball. No good. It goes out of bounds. Hastings College will play things in here in backcourt. Here comes Byron Thompson into the ball game now for Nebraska Wesleyan. Going out is going to be Karn. Hastings will play things in here in backcourt. Nebraska Wesleyan still shooting 66% from the field. They are 18 out of 27 here in the first half. Hastings are trailing in the ball game. They come up against the pressure. They get it to Zach Lena. On the near sideline, spins as he takes the ball to the rack. Can't put up a shot. Cross-court pass goes to Thayer. His shot for three and knocks it down. Alex Thayer knocks it down from the right sideline. That's his first field goal. And the Broncos are back within 15. 43-28 here in the ball game. There's a long-range jumper from the far side. Good again. Nick Stein, the former Adams Central Patriot, knocks that baby down. He's got 5 points in the ball game, and it's 46-28. Wesleyan has got the lead. Here's Zach Lena with the ball in backcourt. Lena double-teamed in backcourt. The ball hacked away from Stein. And now we got a timeout called as Lena picks her back up. Stein knocks the ball loose. Lena had to recover it, and Billy calls a timeout to save the possession. We got another timeout, 6 minutes and 52 seconds to play here in the first half. All Nebraska Wesleyan. The Prairie Wolves lead the Broncos 46-28.
With the new year comes the resolve to play hard, to play your best, with the best equipment and apparel from TM Sporting Goods. Everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in makes a big difference in how you play. That's why TM Sporting Goods gives you that winning edge with top name brands and personal service from Steve Baranoff and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you here tonight on 1230 KHIS, brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Proud to team with Hastings College and presenting Broncos sports for the 2014-2015 season. 46-28. Nebraska Wesleyan with a lead. Hastings pounds the ball down low. Lena underneath the basket, and he's a little bit too far underneath the basket. He steps out of bounds. So the Broncos now with their 9th turnover here in the first half, and Wesleyan comes back with the basketball. Just joining us, Nebraska Wesleyan got out to a 21-9 lead in the first 4.5 minutes of this ballgame. They have been all over the Broncos here in this one. There's a traveling violation called on Blake Reese. That's going to be the third turnover on Nebraska Wesleyan here in the ballgame. Here comes Zach Clemens into the ballgame now for Hastings. John DeWard will check out. 6 minutes and 35 seconds to play here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex tonight. Hastings looking to break a 7-game losing streak here tonight. We have not won since November the 29th in the Thanksgiving Holiday Classic. Seems like months ago. 46-28. Hastings is trailing. Here's Tobin driving the ball to the basket. His shot's up and in. Reinwald moves it from the right corner to the basket. He scores. He's got 6 points. And Hastings back to within 16. He needs some stops now in defense. There's Mitch Sundquist who's into the ball game now for Nebraska Wesleyan. Top of the key. Reese has got the ball. Reese over here to Barnsley. Kicks her back out. Three-pointer by Reese. It's up there. No good. Ball tipped out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. Nebraska Wesleyan is number one in the conference in three-pointers made per ball game. They average about 12 threes per ball game. And so far here in this one, they have knocked down six here in the first half, and we still got 5 minutes and 55 seconds to play. Hastings with the ball. They're trailing in the contest by 16, 46-30. Here's Drew Callahan with the ball. Callahan dribbling without a hair just across the 10-second line. Down to Alex Thayer to Ryan Wald on the far side. Hammers it down low. Connor Musial puts a man in the air. Goes up for the shot. Good. Musial gets the field goal. That's his second basket of the ball game. He's got 4 points. Hastings back within 14. 46-32. Thompson kicks her out here to the top of the key. A three-pointer put up there. No good by Sundquist. Rebound Hastings. Thayer has got the ball. Thayer now to Tobin Reinwald down the near sideline. Down in the corner. Musial for three. Shot good. And Hastings is back to within 11 points now at 46-35 with 5 minutes and 10 seconds to play. Here's Thompson with the ball. Thompson hands away to Barnsley. Dribbles it inside to paint. His shot is up there. Good. Big basket there. Trey Barnsley scores for Nebraska Wesleyan. He has got 11 just as Hastings got the momentum back. And now we got a double dribble violation coming back the other way on Ryan Wald. Leading a 3-on-2 break, and Hastings turns the ball over. The 10th turnover on Hastings here in the first half. So the Broncos now trailing by 13 points at 48-35. What a good crowd on hand here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lynn Farrell Arena tonight. Students are back from their holiday break. Hastings playing one of their big rivals here in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, the Prairie Wolves of Nebraska Wesleyan. And right now, Wesleyan has got the lead. There's a pass that's going to be tipped and intercepted. Intercepted there as they tried to work the baseline. Ryan Wald gets the interception. The fourth turnover on Nebraska Wesleyan here in the first half. Alex Thayer has got the ball behind his screen from Connor Musial. Brings the ball out here into three-point territory. Moves it to the wing on the right sideline. Musial reverses the ball to Clemens at the top of the key. Callahan goes down in the lane. No foul called. Clemens dribbles it down the left side of the lane. His pass is intercepted. Intercepted by Thompson coming back the other way. Behind the back pass. Barnsley has got it. Three-pointer is up there. Good. Trey Barnsley throws up a three. He's got 14 points in the ball game. And bam, just like that, Nebraska Wesleyan back out on top by 16. 51-35. Wesleyan has got the lead. Here's Alex Thayer down in the corner again to Connor Musial. Picked up by Stein of Nebraska Wesleyan. Entry pass to get it down low. That's going to be Clemens. He can't do anything with the ball. Back out to Musial. Long three is put up there short. No good. Rebound Callahan, and he can be fouled into play. Callahan fouled into play there. They're going to whistle this one on Byron Thompson. That's going to be his first. Team foul number three on the Prairie Wolves. There comes Max Ritchie into the ball game now for Nebraska Wesleyan. Travis Gieselman comes back in there. 51-35. Nebraska Wesleyan has got the lead. 3 minutes and 45 seconds to play here in the first half of the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings with the ball. Reinwald, he goes for the hole. Throws it down in the corner. That's going to be Carson Bloom back to Tobin. Down in the corner, spins away. Drives the baseline to 10-footers. Put up there no good, but he's hacked on the arm. Personal foul called here on Max Ritchie of Nebraska Wesleyan. That's going to be his first. Team foul number four on the Prairie Wolves, but this will be a shooting foul. Tobin Reinwald to the free throw line for Hastings, a 79% foul shooter in the season. He's at 53 out of 67 from the free throw line, the fifth best score in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, averaging 17.3 points per ball game. His first free throw is up there and in. That makes the score 51-36. Callahan comes out now for Hastings College. Zach Lena comes back in there. 51-36, Wesleyan with the lead. Next shot is up there, good. So Tobin cans a pair of free throws, and he sees us trailing by 14 points. It would be a blessing if we can get this down to single digits before halftime. We can work on the remaining 9 points in the second half. There's a Gieselman ball. It's poked away by Lena. Gieselman picks her back out to Barnsley. A shot good from the top of the key. Trey Barnsley knocks down another three. He's got 17 here in the first half of play for Nebraska Wesleyan. Hastings coming back. Here's Zach Lena trying to drive the baseline. It's going to be cut off. Pass out on top is tipped and intercepted. Driving is Thompson. He goes up for the jam and he misses it. Byron Thompson was all alone. He goes up for the jam and he misses it there for Nebraska Wesleyan. Hastings got the ball back. Here's a Carson Bloom. for Hastings College. Now to Clemens. Clemens works the ball inside to Reinwald. He goes for the basket. His shot is good, and he's fouled into play. That was a big turnaround. Nebraska Wesleyan should have got a field goal here at this end. As Thompson misses the jam, and now Tobin goes back and gets the field goal on the other end, and he'll go to the free throw line now to try to make this a three-point play, as he is hammered in the play there by Max Ritchie. So Reinwald now with 10 points in the ballgame to the free throw line to tack on one, and a shot good. So like a five-point turnaround right there. And Hastings College is back to within 14 points at 54-40. Here comes Byron Thompson back. Pass to the far side. Ritchie for three. Shot halfway down and falls off. No good. Rebound comes down here to Hastings. That's Carson Bloom down the right sideline. Dribbles behind his back. Moves it to Clemens at the top of the key. Bounce pass goes inside to Lena. Lena is double team out here to the top of the key. Carson Bloom for three. A shot no good. Rebound comes all the way out here to Reinwald. Keeps the ball alive on the offensive rebound for the Broncos. Gets it into the hands now of Carson Bloom. Bounce pass right side of the lane to Clemens. He takes the ball to Rackett. Stripped away. It goes out of bounds. And Hastings will play things in. Clemens trying to take the ball there to the hole against Byron Thompson. Thompson knocks it loose. Hastings will play it in as it went out of bounds. Zach Lena has got it now in the corner. Zach Lena puts it on the floor. Hands it away. Over the right side to a Jake Hansen who's into the ball game now for Hastings. Here's Reinwald to Carson Bloom. To Tobin Reinwald. Ball high above his head. Now to Jake Hansen. Zach Clemens, he drives the ball to the basket. His shot is up there and in. Zach Clemens scores there. He's got 8 points in the ball game. The Broncos are down by 12, 54-42 here in the ball game with a 1:43 left. Barnsley for three. It's going to be partially deflected by Hansen, and the ball is picked up here by Hastings. Carson Bloom runs her back the other way, cuts into the center of the hole. Now gives the ball to Zach Lena. At the basket is shot good. Lena gets the field goal, 54-44. Hastings is back to within 10 points here with a 1:25 left here in this first half of play from the Osborne Sports Complex. On the high post, Gieselman has got the ball. Gieselman now to Barnsley. He's open but won't take the shot. Here's Gieselman for three. His shot is no good. The ball goes to the corner. Ritchie tries to chase it down and can't get there. The ball goes out of bounds, and Hastings will get the ball. Broncos were down by 20 points just a couple of minutes ago, and now Hastings is within 10. A minute and 11 seconds to play. We've got a timeout, Nebraska Wesleyan. We'll take a break with a score. Wesleyan 54, Hastings 44.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball here on 1230 KHAS. And online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. 54-44 is the score now. Nebraska Wesleyan has got the lead. As we approach the one-minute mark here in the first half, the Broncos trailed by as many as 20 points here in the first half. We've sliced through in half. Big possession, I think, here for Hastings. We can get it down, at least mentally, down to a single digits. Here's a Zach Clemens, goes over to Hansen. Bounce pass going to be knocked away from Reinwald. Foul is going to be called as Tobin hits the deck on the right side of the lane. Personal foul going to be whistled on to Byron Thompson. That's going to be his second. Paul Newby comes into the ballgame now for Wesleyan, replacing Byron Thompson. Also coming in is going to be Nick Stein. Stein is going to come in. They've got 16 fouls up on the scoreboard. We'll see if this is number seven here. Hastings would get a 1-1 if that's the case. That's going to be the seventh team foul on Nebraska Wesleyan. So the official's coming to make sure the book is all right. Scoreboard was wrong. And it's going to be Hastings shooting some free throws here. As Reinwald will toe the mark now for Hastings. They're trying to slice into this 10-point lead, so a great comeback for the Broncos here in the first half. 54-44. Reinwald will have a 1-1. His first one is up there as good. He's now 4-for-4 from the free throw line. Hastings is shooting 65% from the field in the first half. They're 19 out of 25. Wesleyan now at 57%. They're 22 out of 38. Next shot is up there. It is good by Reinwald. He's got 13 points here in the first half, and Hastings is backed within 8 points. 54 to 46 with 44 seconds to play. Down the lane, a shot by Gieselman is good. Travis Gieselman got loose and took the ball right to the front of the rim and drops it down through the hole. 56 to 46, a 10-point lead. Here's Reinwald coming back the other way. Contact made. The shot is good, and he's fouling the play. Tobin Reinwald gets the field goal, and he is fouling the play here. Travis Gieselman picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. So now Reinwald goes to the free throw line and trying to make this a 3-point play. The Broncos were dead in the water just a few minutes ago, trailing by 20. Wesleyan throwing up shots from all over the place. They're going through the hole, but Hastings has battled back. Reinwald now 6 out of 6 in the free throw line, and Hastings is within 7 points. Unbelievable. 56 to 49 is the score. With 31 seconds to play in the first half, Wesleyan is a team that's kind of used to putting points on the scoreboard. They average 90.8 points per ball game so far this year. There's a Barnsley with the ball. Barnsley on the dribble out here, picked up by Jake Hansen now of Hastings. We got 17 seconds left here in the first half. Barnsley dribbling the ball just across the 10-second line. Jake Hansen running his grill defensively. Barnsley moves behind his screen from Gieselman. Barnsley now drives the ball. The racket shot is up there. No good. Rebound Hastings. Clemens throws the ball out of bounds. Clemens got the rebound and quickly throws to the near sideline. Carson Bloom trying to chase it down. It goes into the Bronco bench. A turnover on Hastings. That's going to be their 12th of the ball game. 56 to 49. Hastings had come from 20 points down. There's a shot by Karn at the buzzer. It's going to be no good. And that's the end of the first half of play. Hastings College has done a great job getting back into the basketball game, trailing by as many as 20 points. Hastings now down by 7 at halftime. It's Nebraska Wesleyan 56, Hastings College 49. You're listening to Bronco Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Hey. Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. Without moving at all. Pepsi. Live for now.
1230 KHAS.
All right, but we're back here at halftime with the men's ball game here today. Hastings College is trailing Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 56 to 49 here at the break. We'll get you the shooting numbers, the totals here in just a couple of minutes. We'll spend a few minutes with Hastings College women's basketball coach Kerry Hofstetter here at the break. Hastings College picking up a win in the opener here today, 78 to 61. Over Nebraska Wesleyan. Coach, congratulations on your 8th straight win. Just the feelings on your basketball game tonight.
Thank you. You know, it was an interesting game. Nebraska Wesleyan threw a bunch of different looks at us defensively. And when they're switching it as often as they did and kind of mixing it up, it's sometimes a little bit confusing for an offense to know exactly what to run and where to look. And I mean, they did everything from a man-to-man to a triangle in 2-3 zone, box in one, little bit of a three-quarter court kind of or half-court extended press. So we got a lot of looks, and I think that caused a little bit of a confusion. At the same time, I thought we did a pretty decent job of attacking it inside out, and especially in the second half, Sierra Williamson did a great job of kind of establishing herself early in the post and was able to finish a couple and get a kick out or two for open shots. So overall, it was okay. Again, it was a little bit different than anything we've seen so far, and just seeing, you know, multiple defenses and those changed, you know, every possession almost.
You guys were in control most of the way. Never trailed in the ball game. Got out to a 14-point lead in the first half, and then gave away a couple of possessions at the end of the first half. They crawled back to within 8 points at halftime, and then you went on an 11-0 run in the second half of play, and virtually, you know, got yourself a good sized lead. I never felt like you guys were really ever in serious trouble in this ball game today.
No, you know, I thought we did, especially early. Michaela hit a couple, you know, open shots. I think she maybe had their first 8 points of the game. I might not, don't quote me on that, I'm not sure, but you know, she hit a couple open threes, and then they switched defenses, and we got out to a decent start. I thought there was a couple times defensively, especially in the first half, where we kind of lulled and got a little bit passive, and they started kind of attacking the paint with their bigs, and 24, you know, I thought first half, I thought we did a better job than we did in the second half on her, let her get to the rim way too much, but you know, we never really lost control of the game, although there, like you said, there's a couple of lulls in the game where defensively we didn't get stops and you know, come down and miss a couple shots, and all of a sudden, you know, they cut it to eight, and then we extended the lead again.
What about you guys defensively? I haven't really talked about this. You guys are still toward the bottom in the conference in a lot of the defensive categories. I'm Mr. Statman here as we prepare for each and every game. What about defensively? Are you happy with what we're getting done there?
You know, it's one of those things. Like I thought tonight, Nebraska Wesleyan shot fairly well. So maybe part of it is that we have a little bit of bad luck and teams hit big shots on us. But, you know, we've been playing fairly conservative. We're not extending our pressure all the time as much as maybe we thought we might. Tried to kind of grind on people a little bit, especially in the half court, and be just solid and disciplined. You know, I think we continue to get better and better. I think it's one of those things that it all comes down to a lot of communication. And sometimes we have certain groups on the floor at particular times that don't necessarily communicate very well. And once we get to where we're on the same page, you can see where we'll go 5-10 minutes where we're really good on defense, and then we may have a lull there. And a lot of times it's not necessarily scheme. It's just making sure that we're communicating through the action. So I give our players some freedom in making decisions about what they do defensively, and so it's not the same every time, which sometimes causes confusion. And when you have as many new players as we have, you know, it takes quite a while to get that figured out.
So long story short, it's still a work in progress.
It is a work in progress, and it will be till the last probably minute that we play of the season.
So Hastings College wins it here tonight over Nebraska Wesleyan fairly easily, winning by the score of 78-61. You mentioned Michaela Berry. She kind of bails you out a couple of times here tonight. 16 points in the ball game, and she knocks down four three-pointers, and a lot of those they came early.
Yeah, she had some really open looks, especially early, and you know, she hasn't had that those kind of open looks for a while, so you know, she's a kid that's always looking for a good shot and has confidence in that, and knocked a couple big ones down early and made the defense switch what they were doing, actually. So she was a boost off the bench, not off the bench, but just from a different look. Obviously, you know, Jamie, everyone knows Jamie didn't play very much tonight. That was kind of by design. She's a little banged up, and we wanted to try to keep her fresh here and let her get healed up. We have some time off here. We don't play Saturday. So Michaela did a good job of kind of taking over that role of being kind of one of our go-to kids and knocking down big shots.
Yeah, we don't play Saturday, but then it sets up for a Wednesday, Saturday next week with a couple of big ball games on the road at Midland and on the road at Morningside. So now you got this one in the book, so to speak. You can concentrate next week. This is really a pivotal point of the season, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and it's a tough stretch. You know, we know three games in a row on the road is difficult, regardless of who you're playing. And we're going to face a really, really good Midland team. The record doesn't indicate it, but I'm telling you, that team is talented, and they're going to be tough at home. And then, obviously, Morningside, Concordia, the two best teams in the conference in standings, are also on the road. So this will be a big 2 weeks for our team, and we'll enjoy this one for a little bit longer and then get back to work and get ready for Midland.
I know we were at a gathering earlier this week. You said you feel more confidence in this little stretch of games with Midland and then playing Morningside and Concordia back-to-back when we've got 17 games under our belt now.
Yeah, anytime you see somebody for the second time, I'd like to think, you know, we can have a little bit more success. I think our kids have seen it. They know what to expect. They know what kids are going to do. They felt it because they've already been through it. You know, I think that gives them a little bit of confidence. And I also think we're better than we were the first time we played Morningside and Concordia, especially. Obviously, we haven't played Midland yet. But we played them fairly early in the season. We didn't have very much experience, and we had a pretty new team. So, you know, we're looking forward to kind of measuring ourselves and seeing where we're at now compared to where we were about a month ago.
You know, a week from Saturday, anytime you get to see a number one ranked team in the nation, it's just a great opportunity. You don't get that chance very often in college basketball. You do around here because of the GPAC, but not a lot of teams that have a chance to play the number one ranked team.
Right, and we haven't had one here for a couple of years in the GPAC, so for very long anyways, maybe a week or so. But, Morningside is 18 in a row, 19 in a row, I think today they won. So, you know, it's one of those things where sometimes that can kind of pressure you up a little bit. So it'll be a great opportunity for us. There's nothing better than having a shot at a number one a ranked team in the regular season. It's much better than just meeting them, you know, in an elimination situation in the postseason. So we're looking forward to it. And the next 2 weeks should be really exciting and fun for our kids.
Okay, congratulations on the win. We'll see you next
week.
Thanks,
Mike.
Yep, Kerry Hofstetter, the head coach for Hastings College. Again, the women tonight picking up a win over Nebraska Wesleyan, winning by a score of 78-61. Michaela Berry, 16 points for Hastings. Abby Jackson came up with 11 points. The Broncos have now won 8 games in a row. Hastings is currently sitting at 12-5 in the season, now 6-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. We're at halftime of the men's ball game here. 56-49 is our score here at the break. We'll come back and check the scoring in the first half as we continue with Bronco basketball on 1230 KHAS.
If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, Newview Real Estate is the perfect solution. Listen to one of their satisfied customers.
We just purchased our new home from Newview Real Estate in Hastings, and I am so glad that we did. Ann, Dana, and Connie were amazing to work with, and I would recommend these ladies to anyone looking to buy or sell a home. They are reliable and professional and are just wonderful to work with.
Hi, this is Ann Halbert with Newview Real Estate in Hastings. If we can be of any service to you too, please give us a call at 462-9111. We're located at 1239 North Burlington, and we look forward to meeting you soon.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors and 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we're back here at halftime. The halftime show is brought to you by Valentino's of Hastings. Now enjoy everything that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, located at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. The Broncos in the first half of play hit 66% of their field goal tries. They were 20 out of 30 from the field. Nebraska Wesleyan 23 out of 41 for 56%. Hastings 2 out of 9 on three-pointers for 22%. Nebraska Wesleyan 8 out of 20 for 40%. From the free throw line, Hastings connected on 7 out of 9 charity tosses for 77%. Nebraska Wesleyan 2 out of 3 for 66%. The rebounds, Hastings has a 7-rebound advantage here at halftime. The Broncos with 17 rebounds. Nebraska Wesleyan has got 10. Hastings had 4 offensive rebounds, 13 on defense. 3 offensive rebounds for Nebraska Wesleyan, 7 on defense. Leading rebounder for Hastings in the first half was Carson Bloom. He had 3. Zach Clemens had 3 rebounds for Hastings. Leading rebounder for Nebraska Wesleyan there in the first half was Keithan Karn. He had 2. Hastings turned the ball over 14 times in the first half of play. That's way too many. It's Nebraska Wesleyan with 4 turnovers against the Bronco D. Hastings had 3 block shots and 3 steals. Nebraska Wesleyan, no block shots and 6 steals. Our score here at halftime, 56-49 in favor of Nebraska Wesleyan. Hastings getting 16 points in the first half of play from Tobin Reinwald. He had 5 field goals, and he was 6 out of 6 from the free throw line. The other scores for Hastings, we had Connor Musel score 7. Alex Thayer had 3. Carson Bloom had 2. Brandon Krause had 2 points. Zach Lina had 5. Zach Clemens had 8. John DeWard had 6 points. 17 points for Trey Barnsley of Nebraska Wesleyan in the first half. Barnsley on fire there for the Prairie Wolves as he connected. Let's see, we'll check his numbers as Barnsley connected on 7 of 10 shots, including 3 three-pointers in that first half. Keithan Karn had 13 points. The other scores from Nebraska Wesleyan, it was Blake Reese score 8. Byron Thompson had 6. Travis Gieselman had 2. Nick Stein had 5. Max Ritchie had 3. And Jake Miller had 2 points for Nebraska Wesleyan. So it's 56-49. Hastings trailed by as many as 20 points with 8 minutes to play in the first half. And we've got the lead down to 7. We've got an exciting second half coming up. We've got the second half just minutes ahead. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels, downtown Hastings.
Goodyear, driven by those who use the world as their proving ground. And everything we've learned making these tires inspires what we roll into yours. Goodyear, more driven.
And now through December 31st, get up to $80 by mail-in rebate when you purchase a set of 4 select Goodyear tires. Double your rebate up to $160 when you make the purchase on your Goodyear credit card.
Come see us at Graham Tire for a better tire and service experience. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
1230 KHAS.
I'm back here in the second half. Hastings with the opening possession. Carson Bloom, dribble penetration. His pass is intercepted. 15 turnovers now in Hastings. Here come the Prairie Wolves back the other way, shooting to our basket to our left here in the second half. Thompson has got the ball. Entry pass to get it inside. That's Ben Reese. The shot is up there near. And Blake Reese scoring there. He's now got 10 points in the ball game. 58-49 is the score now. Nebraska Wesleyan has got the lead. The Prairie Wolves jumped out to a 21-9 lead over Hastings College in about the first 4.5 minutes of this ballgame. Here's Bloom for 3. His shot good. Carson Bloom knocks down a 3-pointer, and Hastings back within 6 points now. At 58-52, 19 minutes to play here in the ballgame from the Osborne Sports Complex tonight. Barnsley with the ball. Right side, Gieselman for 3. Shot good. Travis Gieselman knocks down a 3-pointer. He's been hitting 27% of his threes so far this year. He bangs one home right there. Big shot, 61-52. Here's Damian Austin with the ball now for Hastings. Down in the corner, Reinwald for 3. His shot's off of the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Trey Barnsley for Nebraska Wesleyan down the near sideline. Barnsley into the offensive zone. Hops between a couple of defenders. Sends it out to Gieselman. 3-pointer, good. Travis Gieselman knocks down back-to-back trays here for Nebraska Wesleyan. It is a 12-point lead again, 64-52. Here's Thompson knocking the ball out of the hands of Reinwald as he comes into the offensive zone. So back-to-back trays for Travis Gieselman for Nebraska Wesleyan. And the Prairie Wolves now with a 12-point lead again at 64-52. Here's Damian Austin with the ball for Hastings. Working out here in three-point territory. He goes down in the corner. That's going to be Reinwald. Sends it inside to Zach Lina. To Austin. Comes across the top to Carson Bloom. To Austin. Down in the corner. Reinwald has got it. Skip pass goes over to Bloom. On the left wing to Austin, top of the key. 10 seconds left in the shot clock. Damian Austin dribbling with the ball. Moves to his left. Fires up a three-pointer. His shot's going to be off the mark. No good. And we got a rebounding foul. A personal foul is going to be called on Travis Gieselman. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number one on the Prairie Wolves here in the second half of play. 17:56 to play in the ball game. Hastings is trailing Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 64-52. Austin comes way out on top now. Ryan Walder's got it, top of the circle. Moves it over to Carson Bloom on the right wing. Carson sends it down in the corner now to Ryan Wald. Nebraska Wesleyan in kind of a zone defense. There's a backdoor cut to get the ball to Lena, and he lays it in. Nice pass by Ryan Wald. Zach Lena gets the field goal. He's got 7 points. 64-54. Hastings back to within 10 points. Here's Nick Stein with the ball now for Adams Central. He's from Adams Central for Nebraska Wesleyan. Goes up a three and hits another one. Nick Stein hits another three-pointer for Nebraska Wesleyan. And the Prairie Wolves have now knocked down a total of 10 threes here in this basketball game. Hastings gave up 12 threes to Dakota Wesleyan on Saturday afternoon. It's been raining three balls here the last week or so. 67-54. Hastings down by 13. Carson Bloom, dribble penetration. Nice pass down on the baseline to Clemens. He's stripped of the ball. It's picked up here by Wesley, and Barnsley has got the ball across the 10-second line. Trey comes into the offensive zone, dribbles to the free throw line, out to Gieselman for three. Shot is up there, no good. Ball chased down in the corner. It's saved by Barnsley. Gets it to Gieselman, goes for the hole and scores. Nice save by Barnsley in the corner. Gets the ball right to Travis Gieselman.
The information to start your day.
And he scores here, and now we've got a timeout. We've got a timeout with 16 minutes and 44 seconds to play in the basketball game. Wesleyan is back out to a 15-point lead. We'll take a break with a score. Nebraska Wesleyan 69, Hastings 54.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Tomorrow night on 1230 KHAS, Nebraska women's basketball. The Huskers will be on the road trying to break a two-game Big Ten losing streak. Nebraska playing at Michigan State tomorrow night. 7:15 for the pregame show, 7:30 for the tip-off here on 1230 KHIS. Over on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, you'll get Nebraska men's basketball. Huskers will be at home tomorrow to take on the Scarlet Knights of Rutgers. Tip-off will be just after 8 o'clock. Pregame show begins at 7:04. So we'll have the Nebraska men tomorrow on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. We'll have the Nebraska women here on 1230 KHAS. High school basketball for you on Friday and Saturday here on 1230 KHAS. Boy, you turn the calendar to January, and we're into the meat of the schedule for Hastings College and all the high school teams, and we've got action all the way to the postseason play all season long here on your connection for high school and college sports, 1230 KHAS. 69-54 is the score. Hastings College is trailing here. Broncos calling the timeout. Zach Clemens has got the ball out here in three-point territory. Out to Bloom for three. His shot good. Carson Bloom buries his second three-pointer of the ball game. He's got 8 points. 69-57. Thompson at the other end. His shot no good, but he draws the foul. Byron Thompson just tanks off, and he streaks her back the other way and draws the personal foul on Hastings. That's going to go on to Connor Musial. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number one in the Broncos here in the second half. Byron Thompson goes to the free throw line. He's got 6 points in the ball game. Two out of two from the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. That's only the fourth free throw that's Nebraska Wesleyan has shot here tonight. They're now two out of four from the free throw line this evening. Byron Thompson will have one more. His shot is up there. The shot is around the rim and drops down through the hole. So Nebraska Wesleyan has got a 13-point lead at 70-57. If you're just joining us, Wesleyan had a 20-point lead with 8 minutes to play in the first half. Hastings cut the lead down to 7 at halftime, 56-49. It's now 70-57. Musial for three, throws up a shot, no good. Rebound Lena. Lena on the baseline, he draws a personal foul. Now we got an offensive foul called. Zach Lena trying to work his way to the basket down here in the baseline, gets hit with an offensive foul. First foul on Zach Lena, team foul number two on the Broncos. Lena's going to check out. Here comes Callahan back into the ball game now for Hastings. Nebraska Wesleyan got out to a 21-9 lead here in this basketball game in the first 4.5 minutes of the thing. They're now leading by 13 points at 70-57. We're playing about 4 minutes here in the second half. Trey Barnsley has got the ball. Now to Reese at the top of the key. Blake Reese squares around to the basket as he works against Callahan. Nice pass down to Gieselman. A shot no good. The rebound comes down to Hastings. Carson Bloom gets the ball on the near side to Ryan Wald. Takes the ball in the lane. His shot is up there no good, but he's fouling the play. Personal foul on the way in is going to go on Blake Reese. That's going to be his first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number two on the Prairie Wolves. End of the ball game now for Nebraska Wesleyan will be Jake Miller. Miller comes in. Reese checks out. Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Carson Bloom comes way out to Musil. Back to Carson. They're on the near sideline. Right in front of the Bronco bench. Bloom in trouble now. Pass is going to be deflected away as they try to get it down to Callahan. The ball is deflected away. And a turnover on Hastings. That's her 16th of the ball game. Thompson comes back now for Nebraska Wesleyan. The Keith and Karn drives the ball right to the hole and scores. Hastings lost somebody in the defensive rotation right there. And Keith and Karn went to the basket uncontested. He's got 15 points in the ball game. Musil, he drives it from the right corner. Shot no good. Rebound Callahan is shot no good. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Nebraska Wesleyan ball. And now the officials disagree. They're going to give it to Hastings. Broncos are playing things in down here in the corner. 15:05 to play in the ball game. Hastings trailing by 15 points again. 72-57. Musil will get things in to Thayer out here in three-point territory on the near sideline. Picked up out there by Trey Barnsley of Nebraska Wesleyan. Carson Bloom now on the wing. We got a whistle away from all the action again, and a personal foul is going to be called. Underneath the hole, it's going to go on. Let's see, Jake Miller picks up the foul. That's going to be the third foul on Miller. Bloom is going to check out. Here comes Alex Thayer. End of the ball game now for Hastings, the Superior Wildcat. 72-57. It's a 15-point lead. Hastings will play things in. They got the fresh shot clock. Down in the corner, Musil for three. Shot off of the mark, no good. Rebounded on the weak side by Hansen. He lost the ball, and it's lost off of the hands of a Prairie Wolf over there. That's Gieselman. Battling for that thing with Jake Hansen. Gieselman was the last to touch it. So Hastings will have another chance here on this possession to put some points on the scoreboard. Alex Thayer behind the screen. Now gives the ball away to Musil. Looking to drive it. He can't do it. Out to Alex again. Comes across the top. Tobin Reinwald to the free throw line to Thayer. Now to Musil for three. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound is loose. It's taken down by Hansen. He's stripped of the ball and a foul is called. That's going to go on Byron Thompson of Nebraska Wesleyan. That's going to be his third. That's going to be team foul number four on Nebraska Wesleyan. So still a non-shooting situation. Here comes Max Ritchie into the ball game now. Gieselman will check out. Hastings again will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. There triggers things in. That's going to be Reinwald with the ball down there in the corner. They lob it down low. That's going to be Callahan with the ball. Wheels in the lane. His shot is up there no good. Tip try no good. Callahan saves it. Right in the hands of Barnsley. He looks up a one-on-three break, takes a long NBA three on the break. His shot is no good. Thompson chases the ball down, but then he runs out the exit, and down the hallway he goes. It's out of bounds, and Hastings College will play things in here in backcourt. Bronco basketball tonight brought to you by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Mary Lanning proud to team with Hastings College in presenting Broncos sports for the 2014-2015 season. 72-57. Hastings still down by 15 points here in the basketball game. We played about 6 minutes here in the second half. Here's Musil with the ball down in the corner. Entry pass. They get it to Reinwald. Back down to Connor. Down in the corner. Musil looking to get away. Now gives the ball to Reinwald. He drives the ball in the lane. Contact made. Foul called. Another foul is going to go on Nebraska Wesleyan. This one is going to go on Byron Thompson again. That's going to be his fourth personal foul. So Thompson's going to check out. Here comes Paul Newby into the ball game now. Paul Newby checks in. He's a 6'1" junior out of Bondurant, Iowa. 72-57. Hastings trailing in the ball game. Clemens has got the ball. Now to Thayer. Out to Hansen for three. Shot good. Jake Hansen nails a three ball. That's his first field goal of the ball game. Hastings back within 12. Big bucket there by Jake Hansen. 72-60. Here's Nebraska Wesleyan with the ball. They hand it away. Max Ritchie inside the free throw circle. Left side to Barnsley. They lob the ball inside. Working the baseline. Going up with a shot. It's up there and in. Nolan Klassen gets the field goal there. He just checked into the ball game. Klassen gets the field goal there for Nebraska Wesleyan to make it a 74-60 ball game. Hastings down by 14. Here's Hansen again, drives it down the right side of the lane. Double team comes out here to Bloom. Got Alex there, down in the corner. Hansen for three, shot good. Jake Hansen nails a couple of three balls there for Hastings. Hansen, the freshman out of Omaha. Here comes Nebraska Wesleyan back up the floor. Keithan Karn, he throws up a long two. It's good. That was very close to a three-pointer, but Keithan Karn's foot was on the line. He's now got 17 in the ballgame, 76-63. Still a 13-point lead for Nebraska Wesleyan, 12:45 to play in the basketball game. Hansen to Alex there, to Hansen. Another three-pointer, good again. Jake Hansen, three straight three-pointers in this ballgame. He's been little used. That's the first three-pointers that he has hit all season long. Here's Richie throwing up a three. It's going to be off of the mark. No good as it goes out of bounds. And now Wesleyan wants to call a timeout. Hastings has cut the lead down to 10 points. Jake Hansen has not hit a three-pointer all season long. On three consecutive possessions, he nails a tray here for Hastings. And the Broncos are back to within 10. We've got a timeout with 12 minutes and 28 seconds to play in the ballgame. Now Nebraska Wesleyan 76, Hastings 66.
Looking for somewhere to protect your boat, camper, car, or all the other equipment you own? Call Square Deal Lumber and Hardware at 402-756-5881. Gene or Colby are ready to help you design an Astro building that will meet your needs and fit your budget. Astro buildings are attractive, adaptive, and most of all, affordable. Whether large or small, simple or detailed, an experienced Astro crew will put up a custom-designed building for you using only quality materials and expert workmanship. Call Square Deal Lumber and Hardware at 402-756-5881.
1230 KHAS.
Hi, Jake Hansen, the freshman out of Omaha, keeping the Broncos close here in this second half of play. Hastings now within 10 points at 76-66. Hansen with three straight three-pointers for the Broncos, and Hastings back within 10. Hansen had been averaging 0.4 points per ball game coming into this one tonight. He's got 9 points here in this one. Hastings back with the ball on their offensive end with a chance to cut this down to single digits. Here's Alex there, top of the key, comes over to Carson Bloom, fakes the three, dribbles inside, kicks her back out to there for three. Shot is up there, in and out, no good. And the rebound comes down here to Keithan Karn. Karn sends it to the right sideline to Newby into the forecourt to get it down to the corner. That's going to be Stein with the ball, a three-pointer, good. Nebraska Wesleyan, that's why they're number one in the conference in three-pointers made per ball game. They average 12 per contest. And they have nailed 12 here against Hastings College here in this one. 79-66. Broncos need to keep pace here. Driving down the lane. Shot is up and in. Alex Thayer scores. This is like an NBA game. 79-66. An 11-point lead again for Nebraska Wesleyan. Here's Nick Stein with the ball. Bounce pass. It's going to be picked up on the far side. An error pass, but Barnsley was right there. Comes out to Keithan Karn. Hops inside. A shot over Clemson. It's going to be no good. Karn gets his own rebound and scores. Hastings giving up a second chance. Right there with the offensive rebound. Keithan Karn scores. Here's a Hansen again. His three-pointer has been up there no good this time. Stein with the rebound. Hastings is down 81-68. 11 minutes to play here in the ballgame. Barnsley again drives it up the floor. Out to a wide-open Stein. His shot is up there. That one rims off no good. Rebound Clemens for Hastings. Clemens gets the ball ahead. Out to Carson Bloom. To Jake Hansen. Now to Bloom inside the lane. Shot good. Nice pass there by Jake Hansen. Carson Bloom scores. He's got 10 points. 81-70. It's still an 11-point lead here for Nebraska Wesleyan. Coming back with the ball is going to be Keithan Karn. He's a transfer from Morningside. Contact made here as Karn had to drive the ball to the basket. Clemens rode him in and picks up the personal foul. Two team fouls now on Zach Clemens. Here comes Reinwald into the ball game. Thayer's going to check out. John DeWard comes in. Drew Callahan comes out. 81-70 is the score. Hastings is down by 11 points here in this one. With 10 minutes and 45 seconds to play, Broncos have come back from 20 points down. Cannot get over the hump, though, as Nebraska Wesleyan has hit some big shots here. Wesleyan 13 out of 29 on three-pointers. There's a shot underneath the hole by Karn. It's going to be blocked down, but a foul is going to be called. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Clemens. That's going to be his third. That's going to be team foul number four on Hastings, but this is going to be a shooting foul. As Keithan Karn was in the act of shooting. Karn has got 19 points in the ball game here tonight for Nebraska Wesleyan. As he toes the mark, his shot is up there and his shot is good. Keaton Karn will have one more. A 70% foul shooter in the season. He was 7 out of 10 coming in here. Next shot is up there. It is going to be good. So Keaton Karn, the Morningside transfer, knocks down a couple of free throws. He's now got 21 in the ballgame. 83-70. Nebraska Wesleyan with a 13-point lead. Ryan Waldo's got the ball for Hastings to Carson Bloom, top of the key. Bounce pass. They get it to Clemens. Kicks her back out to Hansen on the right wing. Out to Carson Bloom, now to Ryan Wald. Bounce pass down low with the ball down there. It's going to be Clemens. His shot is up and in, and he's fouled in the play. Clemens gets the field goal for Hastings, and he'll go to the free throw line to try to tack on one more. Clemens now with 10 points in the ball game. The personal foul is whistled on Blake Reese. That's going to be his second foul in the ball game. Team foul number 6 on the Prairie Wolves. And Zach Clemens to the free throw line here for Hastings. They're trying to make this a 3-point play. His shot is up there, and the shot hits the back iron straight into the air and down through the hole. Hastings back to within 10 points again. 83-73. There's a shot from the corner. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped down. It's picked up by Reese. Reese out on top now to Keaton Carney. Drives it down the right side of the lane. His shot good. Boy, Nebraska Wesleyan, every time Hastings thinks they have a little mojo on their side, they come back with a big shot. Carn now with 23. Inside again to Clemens, wheeling in the lane. His shot is up there. Good. Clemens scores falling down there in the paint. He's got 13. 85-75. Hastings College trailing now with 9 minutes and 45 seconds to play. Here in the second half of the Osborne Sports Complex tonight. There's a Blake Reese with the ball on the wing now. It's going to be Keaton Karn. Takes it down to the baseline. His shot over Reinwald is no good. Contact made, and we're going to have a foul called here. It's going to be offensively. An offensive foul is going to be called on Keaton Karn as he drives that one against Reinwald to the hole. So that's the first foul in Keaton Karn. That's going to be the 17th foul on Nebraska Wesleyan here in the first half. Clemens checks out of the ball game now. Here comes Connor Musel back in there. 85-75. Hastings still down by 10 points. Broncos trying to break a 7-game losing streak here tonight. Well, teams that have struggled out of the gates. Broncos at 6-12 on the year. Nebraska Wesleyan at 4-8. But a good ball game here tonight. Reinwald in the lane. His shot good. Reinwald now with 18. Hastings within 8 points now at 85-77. With 9 minutes and 12 seconds to play. Driving down the lane. There's a shot put up there. It's no good by Gieselman. Rebound Hastings. Jake Hansen has got the rebound for the Broncos. Running back the other way to Carson Bloom for 3. Shot is up there. Bingo! Carson Bloom has now got 13 points in the ball game. Hastings within 5 points. Timeout. 8 minutes and 55 seconds to play here in the ball game. The Broncos now within striking distance. 8:55 to play. We'll take a break with a score. It's Nebraska Wesleyan 85, Hastings 80.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball today here on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Well, it's been entertaining to say the least. 21-9 lead for Nebraska Wesleyan in the first 4.5 minutes of the ball game. They build a 20-point lead in the first half of play. Led at halftime by a score of 56-49. Hastings has cut the lead down a couple of times, but this is as close as the Broncos have been since early in the ball game. 8:55 to play in the ball game. It's Nebraska Wesleyan out on top of Hastings College by the score of 85-80. There's also a new ball game now. Keaton Karn's going to inbound the ball from the far sideline. 8 minutes and 55 seconds to play. There's a ball deflected, but it's picked up here by Reese out near the 10-second line. Blake Reese drives the ball against John DeWard. His shot is up there good. Reese bounces off of John DeWard, and he's going to be, let's see, DeWard's going to be hit with a personal foul. So John DeWard gets hit with a personal foul. Reese will get to the free throw line and try to make this a 3-point play. So a tough call there, John DeWard. Gets hit with a personal foul. Reese's free throw is up there and in. So a 3-point play there And just like that, it's Nebraska Wesleyan back out on top by 8 points at 88-80. Hastings with the ball. Now Nebraska Wesleyan attacking here in backcourt. Connor Musel, jump pass down in the corner. Ryan Wald, he takes the ball into the paint. His shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. And grabbing the rebound is going to be Gieselman. Gieselman runs her back the other way for Nebraska Wesleyan. 2-on-4. Gieselman throws it down in the corner. Karn for 3. Shot is up there. No good. Battle for the rebound. It goes out of bounds. And they give the ball to Hastings. I think we're going to have a foul down there as well on Nebraska Wesleyan. That's going to be the case. Blake Reese picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his third. So now Reese has got 3. Thompson has got 4. Jake Miller has got 3 for Nebraska Wesleyan. Zach Clemens has got 3 fouls for Hastings College. John DeWard goes to the free throw line now for Hastings. 88-80 is the score. Nebraska Wesleyan with an 8-point lead here. The Prairie Wolves trying to win their third straight ball game here tonight. Here's a John DeWard at the free throw line. He's got 6 points in the ball game, all in the first half, and his shot is up there. It is good. John DeWard is 69% foul shooter on the season here for Hastings College. 88-81. Nebraska Wesleyan with the lead with 8:21 to play now in the ball game. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound. Reinwald. His shot is up there. Good. Tobin Reinwald gets the offensive rebound after the missed shot, and the Broncos are back to within 5 points again. 88-83. There's a pass in the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Bloom, and now we got a traveling violation. Nebraska Wesleyan turns it over. Bloom got the interception, but then the Broncos turn it right back. That's 17 turnovers now on Hastings. 5 turnovers on Nebraska Wesleyan. And this one is going to be a wild one right to the end. The last 9 games between these two teams have all been decided by 9 points or less. Nebraska Wesleyan has won 5 out of the 9. This is the 200th meeting between Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan. Driving the ball to the basket. Scoop shot is up there and in. Trey Barnsley scores again for Nebraska Wesleyan. He's got 19 in the ballgame. 90-83. Nebraska Wesleyan has got the lead. 7:50 to play in the ballgame. John DeWard to Jake Hansen. Into the forecourt. Down in the corner. Reinwald drives, shoots, and scores. Tobin Reinwald drives it from the left corner to the goal, and he scores. It's now 90-85. Again, Hastings back within 5 points here in this one. Here's a Barnsley with the ball at the top of the key. Backs up now. Hastings still in a man-to-man defense. Trey Barnsley looking. Bounce pass underneath the hole. That's Thompson sliding for the hole, and he scores. Byron Thompson and a nice pass by Barnsley. Thompson now with 9 points in the ballgame. 92-85. Nebraska Wesleyan with a lead. Here's John DeWard down the right sideline. Now to Jake Hansen. Now to Carson Bloom. To Ryan Wald. 4-3 is shot short. Rebound, Hansen in the lane, has it stripped away. Hansen picks it back up. Out to Reinwald for 3. Shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim, and it falls off no good, but it goes up over the glass out of play. That's going to be Nebraska Wesleyan basketball. 7:04 to play. You're listening to Bronco basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS from the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings trying to make a successful comeback from 20 points down in this ballgame. 92-85, Nebraska Wesleyan has got a 7-point lead, and the Prairie Wolves have the basketball. Here's Thompson out here in 3-point territory. Bounce pass goes to Gieselman at the top of the key, drives the ball against John DeWard, spins in the lane. Nice move to the basket, and Gieselman scores. Travis Gieselman now with 12 points in the ball game, and now what do we got? We got a personal foul called. We have a technical foul called. Travis Gieselman is going to be hit with a technical foul here after he scores the field goal. That's going to be the third foul on Travis Gieselman. Hastings will go to the free throw line now with a score 94-85. Gieselman is hit with a technical foul. So it's a Reinwald to the line. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Tobin, one of our better foul shooters, he was 6 out of 6 in his ball game tonight. He misses the first one. Reinwald will get one more. 6:46 to play in the ballgame. Next shot is up there by Reinwald. It's going to be off of the left side. No good. So Reinwald on the technical goes to the free throw line and misses a pair of free throws. Now the Broncos will get the ball here in backcourt. So it's back up to a 9-point lead for Nebraska Wesleyan. 94-85. Wesleyan leading. Broncos looking for their second win in the Great Plains Athletic Conference season here tonight. Wesleyan attacking here in backcourt. Jake Hansen with the ball. Hansen now to a Carson Bloom. To Hansen, now to Bloom again. Two-headed pass comes across the 10-second line. They get it to Zach Lena. Down in the corner, Musel for 3. His shot's way off the mark, no good. Offensive rebound, Hansen to Reinwald. Inside, now to Lena. Zach Lena drives the ball toward the goal. His shot is up there. It's good, and he's fouled. Zach Lena gets the field goal for Hastings. And another great job offensively for the Broncos as they grab the offensive board. Lena gets the field goal, and he'll go to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Nick Stein of Nebraska Wesleyan. That's going to be his second. 94-87. Hastings down by seven. But Lena to the free throw line. His shot is up there, and the shot good. Three-point play by Lena. 94-88. Now with 6.5 minutes to play. Here's Byron Thompson with the ball. Thompson out to a Barnsley. Barnsley flips the ball on the high post. Clausen has got it. He's back in there. Clausen gets it back out to Barnsley. His shot's going to be no good. And an offensive foul is going to be called out here. Hansen was right in his face. And the foul is going to go on Clausen. He was trying to set a screen on the three-point field goal attempt by Barnsley. He's whistled for the offensive foul. Hansen thought maybe he got into Barnsley and he was not happy with himself. So it goes Hastings' way here. We approach 6 minutes, 94-88. Hastings down by 6 points. Another typical Hastings ball game. We're going to the wire here. There's a Reinwald. He throws it to the far sideline. That's going to be Carson Bloom. Dribbles to the top of the key. Carson now has to get rid of it. Good defense out here by Nebraska Wesleyan. They get the ball to Reinwald. Tobin moves it over to Connor Musial. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Musial drives the ball against Barnsley. His pass is deflected. It goes to the far sideline. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be Hastings' ball. Broncos will play things in. They've got 4 seconds left on the shot clock here with 5 minutes and 41 seconds to play in the game. Hastings is trailing 94-88 with 5 minutes and 41 seconds to play. Carson Bloom will play things in right about the volleyball spike line on the far side of the floor. Bloom will get things in to Connor Musial. Now to Bloom. He throws up a three-pointer. It's going to be short, no good. Thompson right in his face. Good defense there by Thompson and Nebraska Wesleyan. Thompson comes back the other way now for the Prairie Wolves. Spins right side of the lane. Kicks it out to Stein for three. Shot is up there. Unbelievable. He hits another one. Nick Stein scores again. He's got 14 points in the ball game, 97-88. Now we got a foul in backcourt. So Nick Stein, the former Adams Central Patriot, comes back to Hastings, and he's burning his hometown team here tonight. Nick Stein with 14 in the ball game. He averaged 7 on the season to this point. Personal foul is going to be whistled here on Stein. That's going to be his third. But going to the free throw line for Hastings is going to be Carson Bloom. He's got 13 points in the ball game. 11 of those have come here in the second half of play. That's 10 team fouls now on Nebraska Wesleyan. So Hastings in the double bonus for the rest of the way. The shot from the free throw line is up and in by Bloom. That makes the score 97-89 in favor of the Prairie Wolves. And the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Alex Thayer. Going out will be Connor Musial. So Carson Bloom back to the free throw line here for Hastings, a 5'10" junior out of Minden, trying to tack on one more. As Carson waits here at the line, his shot is up there. The shot is going to be no good. Rebound is loose and is picked up here by Nebraska Wesleyan. Keithan Karn credited with the rebound there. Gets it away to Byron Thompson. Hustles back the other way. Here's Thompson driving the ball to the rack. His shot good and he's fouled. Byron Thompson found a seam in the Bronco defense. It took it right to the basket and scored. Ryan Wall is hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his first. Thompson will go to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. Byron Thompson has got 11 points in the ball game. He's 3 out of 4. From the free throw line here in this ball game, Thompson is 72% foul shooter in the season, and his shot is up there and in. And Nebraska Wesleyan has hit the century mark, 100-89. Hastings College trailing by 11 points again. Jake Hansen gets the ball here to Carson Bloom. Now to Jake down in the corner. Alex Thayer drives the ball toward the goal. His pass is deflected and is taken down by Keithan Karn. Turnover number 18 on Hastings in the ball game. Karn takes the ball to the basket. His shot no good. Now we got a foul. A late foul here. It's going to go on Reinwald of Hastings. Tobin picks up his second personal foul. And that's going to send Nebraska Wesleyan to the free throw line again. 100-89. Nebraska Wesleyan with a lead. This is nothing new for the Prairie Wolves. They average 90.8 points per ball game on the season, but they give up 95.8. Shot from the free throw line is up there and in by Keithan Karn. That makes the score 101-89 now. This is the first time Wesleyan has been over the 100 mark since they scored 102 against Austin College back on December the 30th. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. Karn has now got 25 points in the ballgame. That's 102-89. Hastings has cut the lead down to 5 a couple of times here in the second half, but they have not been able to get any closer than that. Nebraska Wesleyan has come up with some big shots. Hanson has got the ball. Now right side to Alex Thayer. Bounce pass goes to Drew Callahan. Double team. Throws it back out to Thayer. Now left side to Hanson. Shot good. Jake Hanson throws up a three. That's his fourth three-pointer of the ball game. He's got 12 points, and Hastings back within 10. 102-92. 4 minutes and 17 seconds to play. Here's Stein with the ball for Nebraska Wesleyan. Stein gives it out to Blake Reese. Reese dribbling with the ball. He hands it away back out here. With the basketball, there is Barnsley, drives the ball to the hole, but he kind of falls down and gets the ball to Stein down in the corner. Back out to Keith and Karn to Stein, and he loses control of it. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be a Wesleyan ball as it was knocked out of his hands there by Ryan Wald of Hastings. Broncos are still shooting 58% from the floor. Nebraska Wesleyan hitting 58%. Nebraska Wesleyan has knocked down 13 three-pointers. Hastings College has got 9. Been a very entertaining ball game here tonight. There's Barnsley in the lane. His shot from 10 feet away is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Callahan. Alec pass goes to the far sideline. Now to Alex there. Hustles back the other way. There down the right side of the lane. Stops. Goes down in the corner. Reinwald. And now we got a traveling violation. Reinwald is trying to get himself situated down there in the corner. He's whistled for the traveling violation. That's 19 turnovers on Hastings College. We're down to 3 minutes and 43 seconds to play here in the basketball game. Nebraska Wesleyan has got the lead over Hastings, 102-92. Hastings played 3 times last year. Hastings winning 2 out of 3 from the Prairie Wolves. Blake Reese with the ball. He's going to drive it against Callahan. Loses control of the ball. Goes out of bounds. Turnover number 6 on Nebraska Wesleyan here in the ball game. Into the contest now, Travis Gieselman. Gieselman comes in, and Blake Reese comes out. After the ball game, we'll name our players of the game. We'll have our coaches' post-game show before we get out of here tonight. Hastings trailing by 10, 102-92. Hastings with the ball. Here's Clemens, out of Jake Hansen. Dribble penetration in the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound is brought down here by Barnsley. He runs her back the other way for Nebraska Wesley. It hesitates at the top of the key. Outside down to Keith and Karn. Hops inside. Back out to Barnsley. NBA three and more. His shot no good. A long rebound. Barnsley grabs the ball. He drives into the hole. Contact made and a foul is called. Barnsley without 5 or 6 feet behind the top of the three-point circle in that last shot. It wouldn't go. Now Jake Hansen commits the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 8 on the Broncos. So this will be a 1-1 situation now for Trey Barnsley for Nebraska Wesleyan. He's the leading scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, averaging 21.5 points per ball game. He's got 19 so far against Hastings. A shot from the free throw line is up and in. He'll get one more. He's a 73% foul shooter in the season. Now 31 out of 42. So he's got 20 in the ball game. It's 103-92. Next shot is up there. It is good. 104-92. Hastings College trailing in the ball game. Broncos have the ball. Here comes Ryan Wall. They work against the pressure here in backcourt. Alex there races the ball down the left sideline. Nice pass to Callahan. He bobbles the ball. And it's taken down here by Gieselman coming back the other way. Gieselman in the offensive zone for Nebraska Wesleyan. That's 20 turnovers for Hastings College here in the basketball game. Broncos are trailing with 2.5 minutes to play, 104-92. Thompson has got the ball. Hands it away to Keith and Karn. Bounce pass comes over to Gieselman with his back to the basket. Squares around, throws it over on the wing on the right side to Keith and Karn. Behind his screen, Karn moves it down in the corner. Stein throws up a shot. It's going to be no good. Eric, shot taken there. Gieselman on the rebound. His shot's going to be partially deflected. And the ball is brought down by Callahan. His pass is deflected, but it's picked up here by Alex Thayer. Out to Callahan for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Nebraska Wesleyan. Byron Thompson grabs the rebound, and the Broncos' hopes are fading here. 104-92. Hastings is trailing here in the ball game. Here's Nick Stein. Stein out here in three-point territory. And a contact made over here, and a foul is going to be called. Reinwald picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his third. 9 team fouls now on Hastings College here in the ball game. This will be a 1-1 situation. Going to the free throw line will be Nick Stein. Stein just a 27% foul shooter this year. He is 6 out of 22 from the free throw line. He'll have a 1-1 situation here as Stein will toe the mark. He's got 14 points in the ball game for Wesleyan. The shot is up there. The shot good. Nebraska Wesleyan now 11 out of 13 on free throws tonight. That's a team that have been hitting 69% from the line all season long. Next shot by Stein just rolls off of the right side. No good. Rebound comes down to Callahan. It's 104 to 92. Hastings College is down by 13 points here in this one. Broncos have the ball. Here's a Connor Musial. Connor here on the near sideline looking to try to set up something here. Connor Musial moves the ball on the dribble down in the corner. Brings it back up. That's going to be Alex there across the top to Jake Hansen. Left sideline. That's Ryan Wall. Dribbles inside. Comes over here to Musial. His entry pass is deflected out of bounds. Gieselman over there to deflect the ball away from Drew Callahan. And now Billy wants to call a timeout. Timeout Hastings with a minute and 27 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Nebraska Wesleyan 105, Hastings 92.
What are you doing?
Changing the baby.
How long does it take?
Just a minute is all.
Takes a little longer to change your website, and that's what we're doing right now at ShopWheelerDealer.com. The brand new ShopWheelerDealer.com will be online in just a few more days.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lynn Farrell Arena tonight. Hastings trailing in the ballgame by a score of 105 to 92. Coming up, we'll name our players of the game here tonight. We'll have our coaches' post-game show before we get out of here. Tomorrow night, we'll have the Nebraska women on the radio. The Huskers playing at Michigan State tomorrow. Airtime will be at 7:15. Tip-off will be at 7:30. We'll have the game here on 1230 KHIS. The Nebraska men also in action tomorrow. We'll have that one on the breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Huskers playing the Scarlet Knights of Rutgers. Airtime there will be at 7:04. Tip-off will be at just after 8 o'clock. Nebraska and Rutgers tomorrow night on the breeze. Hastings will play the ball in. Callahan shot from right in front of the basket, misses. And the rebound comes down to Thompson. Nebraska Wesleyan with a 13-point lead. So the valiant effort here for Hastings coming from 20 points down. The chances are fading here. Ball knocked into the backcourt by Thayer, but Barnsley gets it back, comes into the forecourt, now to Gieselman, drives it down the lane, and shot over Callahan, no good. Drew grabs the rebound, gives it away to Jake Hansen. Here come the Broncos, get it ahead now to Alex Thayer for three. Shot's going to be short, no good, barely draws iron. Rebound Gieselman, his pass is going to be intercepted there by Reinwald. A turnover on Nebraska Wesleyan. Reinwald has got the ball, he's double-teamed, triple-teamed on the baseline, and a foul called. Wesleyan now with seven turnovers in the ballgame. Ethan Karn picks up the personal foul for Wesleyan. That's going to be his second. And Tobin Reinwald will go to the free throw line for Hastings. Reinwald's got 22 in the ballgame tonight. He is 6 out of 8 from the free throw line. He's missed his last two attempts after firing up the first six successfully here. Reinwald to the line. His shot is up there. It's good. He'll get one more. Tobin now with 23. His season high this year, the 34 that he put up against Northwestern earlier this season. 105 to 93. Here comes the next shot by Tobin. It's up there. It is good. End of the ball game now for Hastings will be Bloom. Going out will be Reinwald. 105 to 94. And now a timeout's going to be called here by Nebraska Wesleyan. So the Prairie Wolves want to call a timeout. We've got 49 seconds to play in regulation. We'll take a break with the score. Nebraska Wesleyan 105, Hastings 94.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Midland has got the lead over Concordia, 76-67. They got 2 minutes and 12 seconds to play there. Dakota Wesleyan with a lead over Northwestern tonight, 63-41. They're midway through the second half. There's a couple of scores to pass along to you in men's college basketball. DePaul is out on top of Creighton tonight, 57-46. They've got 7 minutes and 36 seconds to play in that one at Omaha tonight. We'll get you a recap of all the scores before we get out of here tonight on 1230 KHIS. 105-94, our count here. Nebraska Wesleyan has got the lead over Hastings, and the Prairie Wolves will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Keithan Karn will play things in to a Barsley. His pass to Thompson down the right sideline. Thompson puts it on the floor. Bounce pass comes to Keithan Karn. They get it back in their offensive zone here. Now with 39 seconds to play, Keithan Karn comes over here to Byron Thompson. Thompson getting away from Bloom. Now they get the ball to Barsley, and a foul is going to be called. Personal foul going to be called here on Carson Bloom. That's going to be his third. Team foul number 10 on Hastings, and this will be a two-shot foul. Probably not the guy to send to the free throw line, but we didn't have a choice. Trey Barsley will go to the line here for Nebraska Wesleyan. He's got 21 in the ball game. He'll have two shots. His first one is up there and in. So Hastings going to fall to 6-13 on the season now after this one. They'll drop to 3-6 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Barnsley. This is the eighth straight loss for Hastings, and things don't get any easier. They'll be off until next Wednesday when they take on nationally ranked Midland on the road. In fact, their next two games are against the nationally ranked teams. Midland next Wednesday, and then next Saturday we've got to Morningside up in Sioux City. 107-94. Here's Musil. His shot is up and in. Connor Musil scoring there. He's got 9 points in the ball game. 107-96. Broncos pressuring here in backcourt. Here's a pass on the near sideline. Gieselman has got the ball, and Gieselman is going to be hit on the play. A foul is called here on Carson Bloom. So 4 fouls now on Carson. It's going to send Gieselman to the free throw line here for Nebraska Wesleyan. He has scored 12 points in the ball game. His first chance at a free throw right here. His shot is up there, and it's going to be good. So both teams shot the ball extremely well tonight, hitting 54% from the field. Both teams did. Next shot is going to be up there and in by Gieselman, 109-96. Nebraska Wesleyan ended up shooting 13 three-pointers tonight. That's made three-pointers. Hastings College had 9. That's 109-96. Here comes Hansen back. His shot for 3 is up there, no good. Musil tips the ball out. It's picked up here by Thayer. He throws up a 3. His shot no good. Rebound Callahan. The ball's going to be stripped away. And that's going to be the ball game. Nebraska Wesleyan beats Hastings College here tonight. Men's college basketball at the Osborne Sports Complex. The final score, Nebraska Wesleyan 109, Hastings 96. So the Broncos dropped to 6 wins and 13 losses on the season. Now 3-6 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Nebraska Wesleyan, they improved to 5 wins and 8 losses, and now 2-6 in conference play. Again, Nebraska Wesleyan beats Hastings tonight by a score of 109-96. Back with a recap after this.
If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, New View Real Estate is the perfect solution. Listen to one of their satisfied customers.
We just purchased our new home from New View Real Estate in Hastings, and I am so glad that we did. Ann, Dana, and Connie were amazing to work with, and I would recommend these ladies to anyone looking to buy or sell a home. They are reliable and professional and are just wonderful to work with.
Hi, this is Ann Halbert with New View Real Estate in Hastings. If we can be of any service to you two, please give us a call at 462-9111. We're located at 1239 North Burlington, and we look forward to meeting you soon.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like. To see those that run daily in the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Need new furniture or a mattress set for home? When other stores say no, Furniture Direct in Hastings says yes. Yes to no credit check financing. Yes to 90 days, same as cash, or take up to a year to pay. Yes to getting your new furniture or mattress today. And yes, it's easy to qualify. Remember, the number one answer is yes. Get approved today at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
So Nebraska Wesleyan wins it here tonight over Hastings College and men's college basketball. The final score of 109-96. Broncos fell behind early. In fact, Wesleyan jumped on Hastings in the first 4.5 minutes of the ball game. Got out to a 21-9 lead. Nebraska Wesleyan led at halftime by a score of 56-49. At one point, Wesleyan had a 20-point lead at 43-23 with 8 minutes to play in the first half. Hastings was able to chop it down to 7 points by halftime, 56-49. Hastings got her down to 5 points a couple of times in the second half at 85-80. With 8:55 to play, headed down to 88-83 and 90-85, but they couldn't get any closer than that. Nebraska Wesleyan goes on to win tonight, scoring 109 points against Hastings, beating the Broncos 109-96. Hastings getting 24 points tonight from Tobin Reinwald. He leads the way for the Broncos. He was 8 out of 10 from the free throw line. Reinwald scores the 24. We had 13 points from Zach Clemens, 14 points for Carson Bloom, 12 points for Jake Hansen, and 10 for Zach Lena. So Hastings College getting some production, but it wasn't enough here tonight. Again, Tobin leading the way with 24. Other scores for Hastings: Connor Musel had 9 points. Alex Thayer had 5. Brandon Krause had 2 points tonight. And John DeWard had 7. Hastings ended up shooting 13 out of 19 from the free throw line. Nebraska Wesleyan was 16 out of 29 from the stripe. They got 25 points from Keithan Karn tonight, 23 from Trey Barsley, 15 points from Nick Stein, and 14 for Travis Gieselman, 13 points for Blake Reese, 12 points for Byron Thompson. The Nebraska Wesleyan getting 3 from Matt Ritchie and 2 points for Jake Miller. So Nebraska Wesleyan beats Hastings 109-96. Hastings falls to 6-13 in the season, 3-6 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They will play at Midland next Wednesday. Stick around. We've got the players of the game coming up next in the coaches' postgame show. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco postgame show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online www.hastingstribune.com.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, this is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. Hastings College men, they lose to Nebraska Wesleyan tonight. The Hastings College women able to pick up a win. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. In the women's ball game tonight, it was Michaela Berry leading the way for the Broncos. She scores 16 points. Abby Jackson also had a good ball game tonight. She scores 11 in the ball game tonight for Kerry Hofstetter's Broncos. Meanwhile, for the Hastings College men's basketball team, good performance again by Tobin Reinwald. He scores 24 in this contest. We had 14 points from Carson Bloom. He knocked down some big three-pointers late. Zach Clemens worked hard tonight, scoring 13 points. Jake Hansen scores 12 as he had 4 three-pointers. Then we had also scoring the ball game, Zach Lena, as he scores 10 points. All candidates for our Player of the Game. We'll come back and name our winners right after this.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like. To see those that run daily in the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
Our players of the game tonight for Hastings College. First of all, for the women's basketball team, Michaela Berry, as she leads the way with 16 points for Hastings College tonight in their win over Nebraska Wesleyan, 78-61. Michaela Berry was 6 out of 14 from the field tonight. She hit 4 out of 8 from three-point territory. She grabbed 2 rebounds in the ball game, scores of 16 points, had 2 assists. As she played 31 minutes and 18 seconds tonight for Hastings College in their 78-61 win. Meanwhile, for the Hastings College men, the guys that came back in the second half of play and made this thing a contest, and one of the guys that brought us back was Jake Hansen, the little used freshman out of Omaha. He comes in and knocks down 4 three-pointers. In fact, he had 3 in a row there for Hastings on 3 consecutive possessions. Jake Hansen ends up scoring 12 points in the ball game for Hastings. He was 4 out of 7 from the field, 4 out of 6 on three-pointers. He also grabbed 6 rebounds, scores the 12 points, had 2 assists, and 1 block shot as he played 20 minutes and some change in the ball game tonight. So Jake Hansen and also Michaela Berry is going to be our players of the game tonight for Hastings College. Stick around. The coach's postgame show is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online at www.hastingstribune.com.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors in 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
With the new year comes the resolve to play hard, to play your best, with the best equipment and apparel from TM Sporting Goods. Everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in makes a big difference in how you play. That's why TM Sporting Goods gives you that winning edge with top name brands and personal service from Steve Barino and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design.
Our post-game coverage continues with the coach's post-game show. Now, it's back to the court with the voice of the Hastings College Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
I'm back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. An entertaining game here tonight, 109-96. Nebraska Wesleyan knocks off Hastings College as the Broncos assistant coach, Doug Rader, is going to join us in the post-game show. And Coach, I'll tell you what, he liked offense. He had to enjoy tonight's ball game, a wild one here tonight.
Yeah, I suppose if you're sitting in the stands, you probably enjoyed it maybe a little bit. But as far as sitting on the bench, it was a pretty frustrating night for us. Just trying to, you know, they shot the ball well, especially in the first half with, Bartles. Bardsley. Very, very good player, shooting the ball well. I mean, leading the conference in scoring. We didn't do a good job on him to start with. You know, got him rolling. Carnes came off the bench, shot the ball really well. And they just had a lot of confidence once they had a couple go in, and they had some guys that weren't shooting it well early in the year. You know, as far as their stats go, shot the ball well against us again tonight. So, once again, gave up a lot of threes. Didn't shoot the ball necessarily well from three as well. Didn't handle their pressure. We talked about that last game. We thought, you know, if we could handle their pressure, we would do all right. And had a lot of turnovers, especially early. Led to easy baskets for them and transition buckets for him.
Yeah, 21 turnovers for Hastings College in the ball game tonight. That's way too many when you're playing a team like the Nebraska Wesleyan, where they capitalize on those turnovers. It really puts you in a jam.
Yeah, a lot of our turnovers, you know, came against their press. So, you know, once you turn it over, it's a 2-on-1 situation going for them, or 3-on-2, and numbers aren't good. And they do a good job of just, you know, driving it at you, and they're not afraid to shoot it, and they're going to shoot it quick. And with the confidence they had tonight when they shot it. Of course, we allowed them to get some confidence going, but once they had some confidence going, they just got rolling offensively. And, you know, especially that first 10 minutes really, really, really hurt us. I think they had 39 points or something like that with the first 10 or 11 minutes of the game. And then after that, we settled in a little bit, made a bunch of runs, cut it, you know, down to 5 in the second half, but could never get any closer than that.
They jumped on us right out of the gate. They got into a 21-9 lead in about the first 4.5 minutes of the ball game. Just talk about starting this ball game. Why were they so successful against us?
Mainly just because we didn't handle their pressure. Their press got onto us, and we didn't ball fake. We threw right into them. And then once it on defensive end, they just didn't run a really complicated offense, but we didn't communicate on our defense. You know, if they were running a ball screen or if they're running a handoff or just a simple pick, we had one guy switching, one guy didn't, and that comes down to, you know, we just, as coaches, we got to work harder on it and in practice, make sure we're communicating through it and make sure the guys are talking. You know, if you don't talk and give good shooters just a, you know, a little crease, they're going to hit it, and that's what they did.
You guys made a heck of a comeback there at the end of the first half, got within 56-49 by halftime. I thought you guys, once you got it down to the single digits, that you could make a run there in the second half. You had to feel pretty good, despite how poorly you played in the first half, to be down by 7 at halftime.
Yeah, once we got it down to that, I thought we were going to make a run in the second half and then kind of take control of the game. Came out the second half and, you know, didn't still hurt necessarily as quick as we wanted to. They had a couple shots, kind of ballooned it back up to like 14, 15, somewhere in there. And then, like you say, we cut it back again to around 5, and, you know, just couldn't make that extra shot, or we couldn't get the extra rebound. They got some offensive rebounds on us. That really hurt us. We'd force them into a tough shot, but then they would crash the boards. They had 4 or 5 guys crashing the boards all the time, and we didn't make good hits. And that really cost us, just giving them second efforts.
Talk about Jake Hansen. I'll tell you what, a little used player. He comes out there and knocks down 4 3-pointers, all at crucial points of the ball game,
yep.
3 in a row there in the second half. Talk about him and how big was that for him to come out there and finally show you guys something?
Yeah, very big spark for us. You know, we've known he's going to do it all year. You know, I've watched him in the JV games, just tearing it up and scoring 24, 25 points a game, so I knew he could shoot it. Just didn't play with a lot of confidence earlier when we put him in the game. We've been trying to find times all year long to try to get him, you know, minutes here and there. And tonight, you know, with Brandon Krause getting hurt, you know, with his back spasms, he couldn't go, so we had to go with somebody else, and we're trying to get a spark. And, boy, he came on and played well, not only offensively hitting shots, but played pretty good defensively, you know, just being active, you know, talked in the switches, took away, actually got a block on Bardsley there in the first half. And, you know, that kind of ignited us a little bit of so we could go on a little bit of run there. But, yeah, he did a fantastic job, and you know, he's going to be a great player. And we've seen it in practice, and we've seen it in JV games, but this is the first time that everybody else has been able to see it, and I think he's got a good career ahead of him.
Now you've got a little bit of time. We don't play this weekend, but we go on the road next week with a couple of tough ball games against nationally ranked teams, playing at Midland and playing at Morningside. So next week will be a tough one, but you guys have really got a week to get ready for both of those games.
We do, and we're going to practice this about every day. And we're going to give them a few days off, but we're going to go ahead and practice here this weekend and work on some things, work on communication, work on containing the ball, some of the important things that we're struggling with right now. But yeah, Midland, they're not invincible this year. You know, they lost to Dakota State the other night, and we saw Dakota State at the Bellevue Classic, and Dakota State wasn't anything fantastic. So it's a team that I think we can play with. I still think we have a good team. We just, like we've talked about all year, just hasn't clicked. And once it clicks, then we're going to be pretty good. But I think Midland's a game that we can do some good things. We handle ball screens pretty well. Our defense for ball screens is good, and that's one thing that Midland does quite a bit is, you know, the high ball screens, the wing ball screens, and you know, it'll be a key for in the game on Wednesday night is guarding that ball screen.
Okay, have a good weekend. We'll catch you again next week.
All right, thank you.
Yep, the assistant coach for Hastings, Doug Rader. Again, the Broncos losing this one here tonight to Nebraska Wesleyan 109-96. We'll take our final timeout. We'll be back right after this.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
All right, we'll get you the update on the GPAC scoreboard here tonight in women's college basketball. It was Dort losing to Morningside tonight by a score of 64-37. It was Concordia over Midland tonight, 79-59. In double overtime, it was Dakota Wesleyan losing to Northwestern up in Mitchell by a score of 93-88. Hastings beating Nebraska Wesleyan in the first ball game, 78-61, and Mount Marty was a two-point losers to Briarcliff tonight, losing by a score of 77-75. In men's college basketball, what we have in so far, Nebraska Wesleyan with a win here over Hastings, 109-96. It was Midland tonight beating Concordia by a score of 86-76 in Seward. And a final score just in, it was the Dort Defenders beating Morningside tonight in Sioux Center by a score of 86-84. And one of the final score in it was Briarcliff, winners over Mount Barney tonight, 87-62. Tomorrow night is Nebraska women. They're on the road playing at Michigan State. Their time will be at 7:30 for the tip-off here on 1230 KHIS. The Nebraska men, they will be at home to take on the Scarlet Knights of Rutgers. That game will be on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. It'll be a 7:04 pregame show, 8 o'clock or just after 8 o'clock for the tip-off. The Nebraska men and Rutgers tomorrow night on the Breeze. That'll do it. Here from Hastings College for 1230 KHIS Sports, this is Mike Will.